Mike also appreciates my softer, smoother skin. I may even try it on him one night. Maybe we could try it on each other. Anyway, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 or click on the Night Skin banner ad at MikeMalloy.com. Call 1-800-573-0477. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The Democrats are ready to give their stamp of approval to Barack Obama tonight. His name will officially be put into nomination along with Hillary Clinton's, and a roll call vote will be held. The AP is learning at some point there will be a move to cut off the vote and nominate Obama by acclamation. Later this evening, former President Bill Clinton will address the convention, and political analyst Larry Sabato says Clinton has some fences to mend.
He has come under enormous criticism, even in the past few days, from delegates for the comments that he has been making and the leaks around him from his staffers, critical of Obama, and he's been pouting about the fact that he's been ignored and hasn't been called frequently enough. I encountered an awful lot of delegates who said enough already.
Following Clinton's speech, Senator Joe Biden will accept the vice presidential nomination and address the convention. Meanwhile, the McCain campaign is out with a new ad targeting Obama's experience in foreign policy.
Obama says Iran is a tiny country, doesn't pose a serious threat. Terrorism? Destroying Israel? Those aren't serious threats. Obama, dangerously unprepared to be president.
John McCain does not have any campaign events scheduled for today. Gustav is headed toward Cuba as a tropical storm, but forecasters are warning it's still a major threat to the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. The AP's Jonathan Katz reports the storm left behind a lot of flooding and damage in Haiti.
Here in Port-au-Prince, the capital, the streets have been taking on water all over downtown. We were just in Cité Soleil, which is the large oceanside slum on the outskirts just past the port, and homes there are taking on water.
Forecasters say the storm will strengthen in the Gulf of Mexico and head toward the Gulf Coast, possibly as a Category 3 hurricane next week. Concerns about what may happen to oil drilling platforms is driving up the price of oil, oil now trading at $118 a barrel. This is AP Radio News. Flights around the country are moving a bit better today than they were yesterday.
The FAA computer problems were history at Chicago O'Hare Wednesday morning. Business traveler Amy Idzik got to the airport early and had her fingers crossed about her flight to Phoenix.
There's about eight of us going, so we would have been really in a lot of trouble if everything hadn't been on time.
Travel is always an adventure inside O'Hare, but today went as scheduled for most passengers. And all major airports around the country started the day on time, according to the FAA website. Mark Carlson, Chicago O'Hare Airport.
A U.S. military ship loaded with humanitarian aid has now arrived in Georgia. Tim Callaghan is the head of USAID.
We will continue to assess the needs, work closely with the government of Georgia, work closely with our colleagues at non-government organizations in the U.N. to assess needs and provide other assistance as required.
That aid is arriving a day after the Russian president recognized South Ossetia and Abkhazia as independent states. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by AOL Autos. No matter where you are in life, finding the right car is easy. With fast results, consumer reviews, easy search, and peace of mind, AOL Autos can help. Find out more at autos.aol.com.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Look, it's a fact. Most people judge you on your appearance, and it's no different when it comes to your home. But if you're more of a low-maintenance type when it comes to keeping up appearances, then I have a solution just for you. Did you know that stucco offers you the versatility and affordability of a virtually maintenance-free exterior with unlimited design options? Stucco is also known for its durability in the harsh Arizona sun, and it provides curb appeal that can dramatically increase the value of your home. No one knows stucco better than the professionals at Mad Stucco. They have over 25 years of experience in stucco installation. They have an array of colors and textures. Got cracks in your old stucco? No problem. At Mad Stucco, no job is too small for their superb on-time valley-wide services. For your free no-obligation estimate, call Mad Lath and Stucco at 480-538-0144. When it comes to keeping up appearances, don't get mad. Call Mad Stucco at 480-538-0144. That's 480-538-0144. or log on to medstucco.com.
August is National Vision and Learning Month, and the Arizona Optometric Association wants to remind you about the importance of having your child or grandchild's vision checked. A child's vision problem can go unnoticed for years because children rarely report symptoms. They just think everyone sees the same way as they do. The Arizona Optometric Association recommends the following checkups for every child. Before age 1, check for normal eye structure development, lazy eye, crossed eyes, and other focusing problems. At age 3, test eye movement skills and ensure the eyes are working as a team. At age 5, test for readiness of vision skills for school and solve any vision problems. Then every 2 years,
sending even the brightest child to school with vision problems can lead to learning difficulties, frustration, and poor performance.
Brought to you by the Arizona Optometric Association, where vision is elementary. To schedule an exam for your child or grandchild, call 602-279-0055. That's 602-279-0055. Or log on to azoa.org. That's azoa.org.
The Jeff Farias Show.
And that's how far it's gotten, that the Attorney General of the United States can actually, in front of the American Bar Association at their annual meeting, to actually say some violations of the law do not constitute crimes. If violations of the law are not crimes, then what the hell are crimes?
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado, this is the Tom Hartman Program.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom in the American way. And boy, do we have an echo in our ears right now. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, the Democratic National Convention going on here. And with me, sitting here, and Susie, I hope you can talk over an echo. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, okay. We may
echo,
have to.
Hello, hello, hello.
We may have to just pull our headphones away a little bit while we're talking so that we don't get disoriented. That's what I do. But in any case, Susie Turnbull is with us. She is the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee and the number two person in the party, functionally. You and Howard Dean, and we've talked, geez, so many times over the years at various conventions and other gigs. It's so great to see you again, first of all, Susie.
It's great. And actually, Tom, you're one of the few people, not one of the few people, but one of the, my favorite people to see when I come to the
thank you. Actually, I'm just going to take my headphones off.
Okay.
And I'll let Alex over here wave me with the one-minute cue, and we've got a time cue, and I'll let you know. The speech last night by Hillary Clinton, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, she's gotten rave reviews already. I have been unable to find, you know, there's this big media narrative about these angry Hillary voters. I have been talking to people all over here, the hotel, the delegates. I can't find any of them. It seems to me that this was a manufactured, you know, storyline from the corporate media to hype the thing up to get more eyeballs, which actually helped us, I suppose, arguably, to get more eyeballs to TV. What do you think?
I think it's been ridiculous, quite honestly, and so over the top. Because, in fact, Hillary Clinton has said in so many ways over so many months, 2 months now, that Barack Obama is her choice for President of the United States.
Yeah.
What she did last night, which I think is the most important, is that she said loud and clear, it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's not about me. And I think that that's something that I never thought that she felt that it was about her.
Right.
And I think that it's been unfair. So it's, people have been unfair to her. They've been unfair to Barack Obama. They have been unfair to the supporters of each of these candidates themselves.
Oh, I think they've been just trying to gin this thing up, just trying to hype it. And you know, it's the media just gets these narratives.
You know, Tom, I went to two events yesterday, two specific events that were for women. One was, actually several of them, but one was the Women's Caucus. It was from 10 to about 12:30 yesterday morning. We had over 3,000 people there. The 3,000 women were as excited and enthusiastic as I've ever seen them. And this was Women's Equality Day, so we were looking at this as how amazing that we have more women in Congress than ever before. How amazing is it that we had those our women senators with their checklist for change yesterday at this convention, and instead of just having candidates in the audience running for Senate.
Right.
How wonderful was it that we, at Emily's list yesterday, we had Nancy Pelosi speaking, a female Speaker of the House.
Yep.
And people are enthusiastic about the things that we have moving forward. And I just think that there's been a lot of nonsense otherwise.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Let me just tell you one other thing, Tom. Mm-hmm. Someone else said this to me, and I think this is exactly right. I have gotten several emails, hundreds of emails, in the last several weeks. And they're from people who I don't necessarily believe truly are Democrats in the first place. They have tried to drum up this story, and I've gotten multiple emails from dozens of people rather than really this widespread disillusionment.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Susie, can I ask you about, can we get into some kind of political
sure.
policy wonk stuff?
Absolutely.
Let me just share with you, there's still an echo, so you'll recall when Georgia started bombing South Ossetia, and then the next day the Russians came into South Ossetia and then into Georgia, that John McCain got a huge bump from this. John McCain came out and he was speaking tough and he was the cold warrior all over again. We later learned that his chief foreign policy advisor had taken $800,000 from South Ossetia. Now it's even getting weirder. These stories, this is from the Los Angeles Times. Headline, why was Dick Cheney's guy in Georgia before the war? What was the top national security aide to Vice President Cheney doing in Georgia shortly before Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili's troops engaged in what has become a disastrous fight with South Ossetian rebels? Okay, that's in the Los Angeles Times. And then over here, also in the Los Angeles Times, Cindy McCain en route to Georgia. She's on a plane right now to Georgia, John McCain's wife. And I mean, his advisor's in this. I believe that the Republicans believe that if they can restart the Cold War, our conflict with Russia, even in a small way, that that's going to be a real winner for John McCain, because Iraq is a loser and he's got to run as a warrior. So they've got to have a war or a fear, a military fear on the other end. And who else can we military, who else can we demagogue? You know, it didn't work with North Korea, everybody figured out that was kind of a joke. The military won't even go along with Iran. They're getting blowback from their own generals. So let's reinvent the Soviet Union and go after them. This seems to me, I mean, am I in the far fringes of lunatic conspiracy theory here in your mind? Because I don't think I am. I am, frankly, very concerned that we're seeing international foreign policy being manipulated by the Republican Party, by Dick Cheney's office, by, Karl Rove. 3 weeks before this invasion of South Ossetia, Karl Rove was in the Balkans with Mikhail Saakashvili for 3 days at the sixth annual Yalta conference. These guys were sitting with each other talking 3 weeks before this invasion. Karl Rove and Saakashvili. What the hell's going on here?
And Tom, it's really scary. I mean, just generally scary. And I think that obviously we have drawn a clear pattern line here between John McCain and his campaign staffers, campaign workers, and their lobbying for Georgia. No one disputes that.
Right.
That's loud and clear. I think we're going to find that not only in Georgia, but in other parts of the former Soviet Union.
Sure.
I think you're also going to find that that what we have out there is that with Joe Biden on the ticket, the Republican Party is going to have a really tough time trying to play these games because of his personal relationships. As you know, Joe Biden was in Georgia last week at the behest of Georgia to make sure to have some conversations there.
Now, what if,
and it's because of the respect, I think, that he has for
absolutely.
Joe Biden.
Oh, absolutely. But what if Saakashvili is a young guy, he was 36 when he was elected president of Georgia, he was educated at, as I recall, Columbia University, he speaks fluent English. What if, the Republicans went to him kind of under the table sort of, Karl Rove, 3 weeks before at that meeting in Yalta, and said, if you take South Ossetia, we'll back you up. And, you know, we'll have a little conflict here, and it'll work to our benefit. It'll help John McCain get elected, and we'll make sure that your country gets a couple extra $1 billion in aid. In fact, we might even funnel a few hundred million of it into your personal pocket. I mean, this is how the United States actually did politics in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, down in Guatemala, Nicaragua, and you know, I mean, it's not. This wouldn't be new. I mean, this is kind of McKinley politics.
I think it would be really hard for me to comment on that. I mean, I think it's very hard. First of all, because I don't consider myself a foreign policy expert.
Yeah.
I think we're really lucky, because this ticket has a foreign policy expert. Actually, it has two foreign policy experts, people who really know their stuff.
Well, Barack Obama negotiated let's collect the loose nukes with Dick Lugar.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's why Dick Lugar has been so positive about the senator's candidacy, yeah. Senator Obama's candidacy. But I think one of the things that it's important to say is that what we need is to change this country from top to bottom. We need to change the way we've done foreign policy. I have attended some things this week and listening sessions where I am so completely convinced that Israel, for example, is far worse off now than that country was 8 years ago.
As a consequence of Bush administration policies as much as anything else. I mean, we've just made such a mess in the Middle East.
Such a mess in the Middle East by empowering Iran, actually making Iran the bully on the block. And Iran always was, but now we have even worse situation, and I think that we've just got to move in a different direction.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, hopefully we can get this all solved. And the simple way to get it solved is elect Democrats!
You got it, Tom. That's why I'm here.
Susie Turnbull, the vice chair of the Democratic Party. You're doing great work, Susie. You have been all along, and I really admire you. Thanks so much. 16 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here on Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge? You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. DemocracyInteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to gotomypc.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit gotomypc.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code RHODES.
Don't you love Progressive Talk? I do. After listening to Randy or Malloy, I just want to cuddle up with someone special and talk about the day's events and what I've just heard. I signed up at democraticmatch.com, the Internet's progressive dating oasis. Unlike conventional dating sites, democraticmatch.com has all liberal membership. And I love the liberal chat rooms. There's even private chat for when the discussion gets heated. At Democratic Match, I never have to run into Mr. Right Wing. Just Mr. Right, which is less than I can say for the bar scene or the office. And Dems are so hot. DemocraticMatch.com gives me a huge photo gallery, and you should see my pics. I've already met so many intelligent, informed, progressive singles at Democratic Match to grab dinner with or meet up with just for rallies, man. And several even have soulmate potential. Go to DemocraticMatch.com today and tell your friends where to meet, date, and network with fellow life-loving liberals. Progressives only. Go to www.democraticmatch.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. You've heard that a picture's worth a thousand words, and it's true. That gorgeous photo you took on vacation, that portrait of the family, the print you bought from your favorite artist, they shouldn't sit in a corner. Hang them up and give guests to your home or business something to talk about. The Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist who turns your memories into treasures. I know. I've seen her work. Stop by the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today and receive 15% off your entire purchase.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, live from Denver, from the Democratic National Convention, and sitting across from me, a woman that I interviewed when your book first came out,
Failing
America's Faithful.
You did.
Kennedy Townsend. Yes. And you were the former lieutenant governor of Maryland.
That's right.
And you are a Clinton delegate to this convention.
I am.
And thank you so much for joining us here today.
I'm so glad to be with you, Tom.
It is great to meet you in person, actually. I loved your book.
Thank you so much.
And I still recommend it.
It's
a marvelous insight into the whole issue of the intersection of faith and politics in America. And but in any case, let's talk about the convention here.
Absolutely.
First of all, broad brush thoughts. What's on the top of your mind?
I have loved the convention because there's such excitement about what Barack Obama and Joe Biden are going to be able to do for our country, and that we are going to end this disastrous 8 years of the Bush-Cheney policy.
It's kind of like watching the Death Star fade away.
We are just, the sense that we do not have to be in hock to them anymore. We're going to change our policies, and we're going to make sure that we get the troops out of Iraq. We're going to make sure we have an economy that lifts everybody, not just the top 5%. And we're going to make sure we have health care for all our people. It's just exciting to think about what we can do rather than the frustration of the last 8 years.
Yeah, I agree. I was just talking with Susie Turnbull. She said she was at several women's functions yesterday. And I've known Susie for years. She's not somebody who does happy talk.
Yeah.
In fact, Susie and I were, I think 6 years ago on this program, about the time the show started, we're talking about, electronic voting fraud and things like that. I mean, she'll take on topics that broadly even the party doesn't like talking about. And I have so much respect for her integrity. And she said she went to all these functions and she could not find any of these. She didn't use the word pumas, I guess is what the press is calling them. But she couldn't find any of the disaffected Clinton, I won't vote for Obama folks. And I have not been able to find. I've been looking for them. And last night on the press, after Hillary's speech, you had Chris Matthews running around the audience going, please, somebody diss Hillary. Nobody would do it. I mean, what's the deal? Was this an entirely manufactured thing? Or are you, as a Clinton delegate, you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Are there a few folks who are like dead-enders out there?
It's not totally manufactured. There are. I've definitely run across a few who are upset. And I don't know if they're where they come from, but I think the fact is that, as you saw last night, the vast majority of Clinton delegates, the vast majority of Clinton supporters are saying, as Hillary Clinton eloquently said herself, this election is not about her.
Yeah.
This election is about the Marine in Iraq. This election is about the woman who's lost her health care. This election is about the guy who's lost his job. Yes. What are we doing to help the people? This election is not about the politicians. It's about the people of America and the people of the world, actually.
Yeah, it is absolutely so very, very true. I've been doing a one-person campaign here ever since Hillary lost the nomination. To have her replace Harry Reid as Speaker, as Senate Majority Leader. You think I got a? Is there any chance of this? Because she would be so good in that role.
You know, there are lots of roles in the Senate. I think she would be terrific leader. But as you know, my uncle Ted Kennedy was not elected leader of the Senate, but really was the conscience of the Senate.
You're right,
And he got a lot done. And so there are roles. There are all sorts of roles in which you can make a difference. And I think she has to look as to what she's most interested in herself. And there are skills for different roles. There are parts that you play.
But I want somebody in charge of the Democrats in the Senate who's not afraid to take names and kick butt. I'm so tired of Harry Reid saying, the Republicans say, oh, we're going to filibuster. Oh, okay, no problem. You know, we'll move on. You know, and I'm like, Harry, I'm going to strangle you.
But you know, you have to deal with what you've got. I mean, look, they filibustered the health care plan, the Medicare plan. Kennedy came. It was 59 votes. Mm-hmm. Ted Kennedy came, passed the 60th vote, and then nine Republicans came with him. So
that's right.
You know, there are times that...
But see, that wouldn't even have been a filibuster if your uncle, Ted Kennedy, we're talking with Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, if he hadn't shown up. I mean, that's the thing. What Harry Reid has not done is what Trent Lott was forcing them to do. Remember the whole nuclear option thing, which is instead of simply saying we're going to filibuster and then saying, okay, end of discussion, say, okay, if you want a filibuster, you get to stand there for the next 16 hours.
Right.
Have your aides bring you sandwiches, you know, We'll get a screen to put around you and a bucket if you need. I mean, you know, but you're going to stand there and talk, right? And that's what. Well, you know, we're talking inside politics. This is the
I thought last night. I thought really one of the great speeches last night, was, other than Hillary's, was the governor from Montana,
Brian Schweitzer.
Wasn't he fabulous?
Yes.
I mean, he made real what the energy crisis is all about and what we can do about it and how bad. Bush and Cheney have been, and how they have been the wrong leaders for our time. I think it's very important that the American people understand clearly what the choice is. I was just talking to another radio talk show host, and he was saying, oh, well, we need to drill, 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 as though that was going to be the answer. And I think we've got to make sure that we get the message out that... That may be a dream, but it's not reality, and we've got to deal with reality.
Absolutely. Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, by the way, check out her book,
Failing
America's Faithful. It is absolutely great. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Kathleen, and nice to meet you. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the DNC in Denver, Colorado. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Perry is at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, those allergens are headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. When you're Claritin Clear, you can make the most of your time outdoors. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants.
It's time for the second ever Air America Cruise.
Join Tom Hartman, Rachel Maddow, and all of your favorite Air America hosts
as we sail to Belize, Guatemala, and Mexico this November.
The cruise was wonderful.
I was in hysterics. You are so approachable.
It was so much fun listening to you riff without the FCC being present.
Get on board the Air America Cruise.
Call 1-800-955-7018 or visit airamericacruise.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Last night, Hillary. Tonight, it's Bill. I'm Rita Foley. It's the Clintons at the Democratic Convention. She spoke last night.
The time is now to unite as a single party with a single purpose.
And tonight, it's Bill Clinton who speaks in support of Barack Obama. Analyst Larry Sabato says that'll be interesting.
He'll be good on Wednesday night. The real question is, will he be good through the campaign in September and October?
Oil prices are rising, but gas prices are still going down, at least for the moment. Gas is just under $3.67 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. Gustav is now a tropical storm, but forecasters warn it poses a major potential threat to the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. Officials in Afghanistan say more than 30 suspected Taliban fighters have been killed in clashes and airstrikes. And a Japanese aid worker kidnapped in eastern Afghanistan has been found dead. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Arizona families are hurting. Food and gas prices keep going up while home values and paychecks are going down. The politicians talk a lot, spend our tax money on committees and studies, but nothing seems to get done. I'm Kara Kelty. And while we can't fix everything, we can fix some things, beginning with ending our dependence on foreign oil by creating our own clean, affordable energy, including solar and wind power. That creates new jobs while protecting our environment. And it's why I'm asking for your vote to the Arizona Corporation Commission.
The Arizona Republic says Kara Kelty stands out for her breadth and depth of knowledge about energy. She would get off to a fast start in the job. As a former Flagstaff Council member, she knows how to match policy to community interests. Vote early today for Kara Kelty or at the polls on September 2nd. Paid for by Kara Kelty for Corporation Commission, online at karakelty.com.
You know, Copper Star Coffee is the best cup of fresh, local Java downtown. But did you know that they now offer fresh fruit smoothies? That's right. Every day from noon to 6 p.m., come in for our fresh, frozen fruit smoothie happy hour. Strawberry, passion fruit, blueberry, and more. Every day of the week at Copper Star Coffee, located at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. That's 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School.
About Face is moving. We will still be on from 3 to 4 p.m., but we'll be moving to Sundays. Veterans for Peace Phoenix will continue to bring you a strong list of guests. We'll continue to advocate for veterans and against war. We'll continue to oppose those who would try to duck their responsibility to veterans, destroy our working class, and cause suffering in the world for their profit. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday for About Face.
To the campaign trail, a major
the media news cycle. It's a cheap, cheesy, sensationalist process run by shallow, ratings-obsessed idiots.
But in a Fox exclusive,
used to stir up the most pointless nonsense and to bring out the absolute worst in the American voter and those they elect. Say no to the media news cycle. Equip yourself with the truth on the official station of the future, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, so I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
And it sure looks like the entire Democratic Party is standing with Barack Obama right now. Notwithstanding the bizarre coverage by the corporate media over the last few weeks and months. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. And Jefferson Smith is sitting with me. He will soon be a member of the House of Representatives in the state of Oregon. He's the leader of the Bus Project, the founder of the Bus Project. And Jeff, I'd like you to, you know, give a quick plug on the Bus Project, and then I got a whole bunch of callers here who've got a lot of great questions. You're a delegate. You're an Obama delegate. You've been on the floor. You've been here through all these gigs.
Yep.
First of all, let me just welcome you.
Oh, man, great to be here. Love the show, obviously.
Great to have you. And Jeff is a regular on our local show on AM 620 KPOJ as well. And then let's just get it in with mixed up with some of our callers. And
terrific. Yeah, I'll give a quick plug, but obviously the callers are more important than me. The Bus Project is a vehicle for hands-on democracy. Work primarily in Oregon. Started a federation of five states, getting young people particularly involved in democracy, get on a bus, go around the state, engage people in the process, do some fun stuff like do it coming up this Halloween, trick or vote, a mass Halloween canvas. That's a little bit. We can go to the callers or you can ask more.
Yeah, well, trick or vote, is it just in Oregon? Or is it,
that's going to be 25 cities across the country. We've gotten 15 organizational partners, 25 cities and counting. We're going to knock on over 100,000 doors in a single day around time of Halloween, in costume, fun. The data says knocking on doors is the way to increase voter turnout, one-on-one contact. What's the one cultural tradition every year that involves knocking on doors? Halloween. That comes up always just a few days before the election. So we might be too old to trick or treat, but you're never too old to trick or vote.
There you go. And you just said the data shows. You shared a statistic with me on the local show with Carl and I a week or two ago that just blew my socks off. Tell us about this.
Yeah.
How do you change people's vote, basically?
Yeah.
How do you change their mind about who they're going to vote for?
Two different things. On the turnout piece, there's really good data on turnout. They tried paid phone banking, the kind of people that try to sell you a week in Las Vegas, and that increased voter turnout between 0 and -0.3%. That's pretty crappy.
Yeah.
Then they tried volunteer phone banking. That increased voter turnout between 2 and 5%. That's pretty good. And then they tried actually knocking on doors and talking to voters, and that increased voter turnout between 7 and 12%. That's a big number. Most elections to pay attention to are decided by less than 7 to 12%. So again, that led us to this wacky idea. If we're trying to get a democracy that is more volunteer-driven, that isn't just pay-for-play, what kind of activities would be fun for volunteers? It would be a little bit, have a little spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. We thought a costume canvas on Halloween might be, you know, just the ticket. We tried this in our little town of Portland, turned into the biggest volunteer campus in the history of our state, had 800 people on that day, 227 of them checked the box, first volunteer thing I've ever done. And so we said, well, why don't we share this with other organizations, why don't other folks do it? So we've signed on Rock the Vote, Leah Young Voters, Generation Engage, United States Student Association, NAACP, lots of wonderful organizations to partner with us and take this thing national. It'll be a grind for the next couple of months, but hopefully it'll be a good start to a tradition that'll live past this election that'll continue to engage more volunteers in the process.
So anybody listening right now who wants to participate in Trick the Vote this year,
just go to trickorvote.org.
Trick or vote.
Trickorvote.org. And you can see Dracula talk about his voting habits.
Great. Okay. Let's pick up some calls here. Glaston in Los Angeles. Hey, Glaston, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good.
Man, I've just been listening to you for the past couple of days, man. And you're right on hitting it on the head as far as how I feel about this coverage. It's just close to sickening. You know, I never could look at Fox. I started off with CNN. I couldn't take it there. I switched over to MSNBC. Now they're starting. It's like it's just constant, the same beating of the dead horse, just well, how is he going to win over Clinton voters? And is it really that much of a problem? And it's just always the same negativity over and over and over again. And all the while we're watching this, Dennis Kucinich just gave a great speech at the DNC yesterday that was like totally missed, totally blown over. Nobody even covered it. Yep. And I just decided upon myself, I'm switching over to C-SPAN and I'm watching the rest of the convention over there.
Yeah, I'm spot on, Glaston, and thanks for calling and sharing that with us. A lot of people are saying this, Jefferson. The pool feed is coming out of Fox. Last night wasn't as bad as Monday night, but you know they love to do cutaway shots to people who look like they're bored. They're about to pick their nose.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's and even the audio is bizarre, and their commentators are all hysterical about you know what's going to happen with Hillary when that's it was a non-event here.
It was a non-event,
and tonight with Bill, it's going to be a non-event. I guarantee
you.
And Dennis Kucinich yesterday, I wasn't on the floor. Did you hear his speech?
I only saw a piece of his speech. I was in line waiting to get in. It took me a while to get onto the floor.
Well, I read this morning that is some of the local buzz that you know, the convention, and both conventions do this, and they've done this for a couple of decades. They vet the speeches before you give them, except for the very big dogs. You know, Bill Clinton's speech won't be vetted. Hillary's wasn't vetted. Obama's won't be vetted. But, you know, but basically the campaigns vet them. And Dennis Kucinich turned in his speech, and they asked him to take out one line.
Hmm.
And they asked him to. They didn't tell him to.
Yep.
But he did. And the one line was, I'm doing this from memory.
Sure.
We can't give the Republicans 4 more years. We can't even give them 8 more years. But as they leave office, they should get 10 to 20. So I wanted to get that on the record.
Exactly. At least we can at least get that message out to some people in Radio Land, even if
there you go.
Get it,
there you
get
go.
It on C-SPAN.
Ben in Denver, you're on the air with Tom and Jefferson Smith.
Hey, guys. This is actually Ben from Aloha. And,
Ben, who drives the bus for the bus project in Oregon, and you're here
Hilarious.
In Denver.
Hilarious.
That's great. Ben is an old Marine, and every Wednesday for years he's been out there with an impeach Bush campaign. I mean, this is 4 years now you've been doing this, Ben, every single Wednesday night?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyhow, you're here at the convention
tonight from 6:30 to 7:30. I want to say that the Washington County Peace Vigil. And Tom, you alluded a while ago to the fact that everybody should get in on this. I'll be 70 years old in a couple of months, and the bus project and working with these young people has been good for my health. But I hope to God it's been good for the country too. And anybody can do something.
It has certainly been good for Oregon. So, Ben, you have a convention anecdote you wanted to share with us?
Well, I hope that I heard last night that my name and Matt Stein, the other driver, are in a lottery to get a ticket for tomorrow night's speech, and I hope things work out.
Well, good luck, Ben. Good luck.
Good luck to both of you, and thank you very much for this program.
You're welcome, and thanks a lot for calling in here. Greg in Cucamonga, California. Greg, what's up?
Well, hi, Tom. I think your show is the greatest on the radio.
Thank you.
And I'd like to ask if anyone is preparing Obama, or if Obama is preparing for the October surprise or an incident like in South Ossetia. McCain is already prepared with a response, and when Obama was in Hawaii, he didn't seem to be prepared with a response at all, and they attacked Obama.
Yeah, that
it's kind of like the saddleback debate. You know, McCain knew the questions ahead of time. So if you have contacts or some way to get to the campaign,
I guarantee you they're well. Greg, thanks for raising the issue. I guarantee you they're well aware of it. Jefferson, we're talking with Jefferson Smith here. Busproject.org, by the way, is trickorvote.org.
Yeah.
It sure. I mean, I'm looking at these headlines. I told Susie Turnbull this. The headline in the Los Angeles Times today: why was Cheney's guy in Georgia before the war? Cheney's top national security advisor was in like the week of the war. 3 weeks before the war, Karl Rove was in Yalta with Saakashvili, the president of Georgia. The day that Georgia starts at midnight raining bombs down on Svengali, the capital of South Ossetia, John McCain is out there going, oh, we got to take on the Soviet Union. And it's like, this looked to me like this is manipulating foreign policy for a campaign.
I'm sorry,
you know, what do you, Anyhow, your any thoughts on this? I mean, you've been in the middle of politics for a long time.
Yeah, my own impression is that it would be nice, you know, very often when you're a kid, you play the game of if you had a superpower, what would your superpower be?
Right.
And my superpower was very often is to find out stuff, right? There's various things I would just love to know, even if I couldn't do anything with information, just to know. I'd like to know what involvement Ronald Reagan had with the Iran hostage affair, right?
Oh, yeah. Read Barbara Honegger's book, right. October Surprise,
To think that there has never been any involvement of political operatives in national security activities and in international activities so as to influence domestic elections, I think is relatively naive. Obviously, whether I'm 51%, thinking that
it goes back to McKinley.
I'm not sure, but yeah,
it goes back to McKinley.
Exactly, Remember the Maine. I mean, it's not
exactly. And Karl Rove says that he patterned himself after McKinley's advisor.
Right.
I'm forgetting the guy's name at the moment. But
is it Hanna?
Mark Hanna. That's right. We got 1 minute here. Christy in Ann Arbor. Quick one.
Oh, Tom, I sat next to a Russian immigrant on the train on the way home from Chicago, so it was like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had to ask him about Georgia. And he said that Saakashvili is worse than Putin and that Saakashvili has basically crushed the people in South Ossetia and the people in Abkhazia, and they don't want to be part of Georgia.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, this is the guy who seized the television station that, oddly enough, was owned by Rupert Murdoch.
this guy said the BBC is wrong, the Canadian news is wrong, all the news we're getting in the United States is wrong.
But see, the BBC has been reporting this straight up. They were reporting right from the very beginning that Saakashvili started this thing.
I don't know. But it's
you can trust me, because I watch BBC News every night before I go to bed. And they actually have been, they're the only agency. But you're absolutely right, Christy. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Jefferson Smith, the Bus Project, busproject.org, trickorvote.org. Jefferson.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom. Please, everybody, support the show. It's really important.
Bless you. Thanks a lot. 45 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
The hardest part of any home improvement project is finding a good quality contractor, somebody who's going to do the job right, complete it on time and within budget, and not going to hassle you. So who do you call? Who do you trust when you need a plumber, a painter, an electrician? I'll tell you who to call. Like me, call Angie's List. Before we signed up for Angie's List, we had a disaster contractor install a kitchen counter. We used Angie's List to find a handyman to show up and fix everything. They really came through for us. More than 650,000 homeowners nationwide use Angie's List for ratings and reviews on more than 300 service categories, even doctors. It's a word-of-mouth network for consumers. Angie's List is a growing collection of homeowners' real-life experiences with local service companies. Now the people who join Angie's List, they're like you. They're looking for a way to find trustworthy companies that perform high-quality work. To join Angie's List, go to AngiesList.com and eliminate the fear of hiring the wrong company. I joined Angie's List, and you should, too, today at AngiesList.com. 1-888-888-LIST. 888-888-LIST.
Beth here again, and I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley's Two Men in a Truck Moving Service. Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind? Two Men in a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers? The following are 5 reasons to use Two Men in a Truck for your next move. 1. No need to worry. Two Men in a Truck has full liability coverage. 2. We offer flat hourly rates. 3. Your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved. 4. We guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will. 5. We will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States. Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless. Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit. Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Healthcare reform.
We've been talking about it for over 50 years now, yet things just keep getting worse. Well, the time for talk is over. The time to act is now. There is a bill in Congress, H.R. 676, that will finally create a single-payer national health insurance system in the U.S. It will cover everyone and everything at rates that we can all afford. Not too many people know that this bill even exists, so we have to get the word out quickly, because without the people's support, it will be very hard to get this bill through Congress. Naturally, big corporate medicine opposes H.R. 676 and will try to defeat it, but we can fight back if we all join together and speak out in one powerful voice. Join the Citizens Alliance for National Health Insurance online at www.hr676.org or call 800-680-9310. That's hr676.org or call 800-680-9310.
Hi, this is Zach White again with 76 Mortgage. Currently, the majority of our business consists of mortgage purchase transactions. However, we still offer the best rates and the lowest fees to refinance mortgages. Do you have an ARM that is set to expire? Do you want to shorten the term of your existing mortgage without increasing your payment? Do you want to consolidate debt into your mortgage? We can still go up to 95% cash out to pay off existing debts. Rates are still very low, and there are still many programs available to qualified borrowers. Now is the time to act. Rates are starting to rise, home values are declining, and loan guidelines are becoming more difficult every day due to the housing crisis. Many of the programs we can offer today may not be available in the near future. So call us today for a no-obligation mortgage consultation. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
From all of us at 76 Mortgage, thank you for supporting 1480.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I know, and everything about it is so thrilling. Buying up the Congress is just swell. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling like when you're drilling that Arctic well. There are no people
nothing like the oil business is.
They smile when it does blow.
Indeed. 1-866-303-2270. Our telephone number, and let's see here. Catherine in Florida. Hey, Catherine, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. Your phone is breaking up, Catherine.
Okay, I drive an AP Brilla. I'm so sorry about that. I just wanted to make one point. If we go back into the time of the primaries when Tony was in the New York Times where he quoted that if another war breaks out, this is what John McCain needs. Become a commander-in-chief, but if you can connect the dots to it, we go right down to the Russia-Syria problem and Georgia problem, and everybody that's in state talking about war and about him being a great commander-in-chief, everybody is on his campaign.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Catherine, I agree. The thing stinks to high heaven, and I hope that somebody will do a really, you know, probably it's going to be Larissa Alexandrovna or somebody like her, you know, one of these really, really good investigative journalists, just ferret all this stuff out and just lay it out before us. But thank you very much for the call. Garrett in Petaluma, California. Hey, Garrett.
Yeah, how you doing, Tom? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First thing I want to say is I guess you didn't get invited to the wiretappers ball, huh? The AT&T throwing the party for the Blue Dog Democrats.
Yeah, I read about that.
Kept them out of jail, yeah.
Tom,
the question I have for you today is this. You know, we've got extremists that we've had to put up with for almost 8 years now with the Republicans in Congress. We've got violent extremists in the White House. Now we've got these corporate extremists in the media, like Fox News, that's providing the feed to the other networks. What yep. America sees in their living room is coming filtered right through this, you know,
through
these extremists.
Yeah.
And everything you said yesterday really touched me, and I watched it very closely. I've written and produced over 300 television commercials. I was used to be in that racket for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they cut away to Obama in the living room and they had all those camera problems all of a sudden, you never saw the happy white family. while Obama was in Kansas City in the living room.
Right.
And I really was looking. Well, I've got two wishes for the new year. The new year, I got one for Obama and one for your listeners. What I hope is that Obama takes his self-appointed FCC and investigates to find out if Fox News is indeed a legitimate network.
Yeah, well, increasingly the question is, what even is a news network
or
a network that produces news? Because, I guess it was during the last year or two of the Clinton administration that CBS was the first that said, okay, our news division is no longer a separate division. It's now under our entertainment division, and it's a profit center. And in my opinion, at that point, CBS ceased to be a network that could claim itself to have a news operation. And frankly, I think all of them have. And there's this patina of journalism and news and frankly, on both sides, but it's all the corporate side. I mean, there are some who are kind of the corporate Democrats and some who are kind of the corporate Republicans. But
oh, absolutely,
yeah, across the board.
Gary, well, I wish for your listeners this next year when we do have a sane administration and an adult administration for a change, that we can start getting the money out of politics. Campaign reform is the most important thing. Without that reform, we can't have any other reforms.
Absolutely right. I think, and we also have to get the money out of big corporations. I mean, the bottom line is we need to start enforcing the Sherman Act and breaking them up. Garrett, thank you very much. Brian in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Tom. First, I want to say I heard Bernie Sanders earlier on another show. He's terrific, and kudos to him. He needs to get out there more. And secondly, I was wondering if anyone is addressing the issue of voter caging or any of that there. Is anyone concerned there at the convention? Anybody talking
about that? I haven't, walked up to anybody and said, what do you think about voter cagings? And I can tell you that it definitely will not be on the official agenda. The Democratic Party is still operating on the belief that if they actually, caging is more, something that they're probably more willing to talk about. Certainly the voting machine thing, they're just not willing to talk about, and which I think is a tragedy. I think it's a horrible, god-awful mistake. I haven't heard anything about it, and which is,
well, somebody's got to get on this before.
The convention isn't
the polls.
The convention isn't the place to do it. Because the convention is supposed to be about the vision for the future and who we are and where we're going and all that kind of thing. The place to do it is in a press conference in front of a courthouse or in front of the office of somebody who's doing it. I mean, it needs to be an expose. But you're absolutely right. The whole issue of voter caging needs to be one that gets out there and gets out there a lot. Brian, thank you for the call. Ron in Seattle. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, nice talking to you, Tom. I really appreciate your program. I think you've helped us through some hard times here. Anyway, I watched the convention last night on C-SPAN, and I happened to catch the Dennis Kucinich speech, too. That was a great one.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a Hillary backer and have been since about mid-campaign. I wasn't at the beginning, but once she hit her stride, I could see that she knows how to use her passion to get people turned on. And I hope
she does.
Barack takes advantage of that and starts to talk that way. And
He will be. And Hillary Clinton gave an absolutely barn burner speech last night. She did. It was wonderful. And Ron, thank you very much for the call and for the support. Rad in Chicago, we just have a couple seconds left here. Rad, quick one.
Yeah, I've been watching the DNC coverage on PBS Channel 11, the Jim Lehrer show.
Yeah.
And I've noticed on their coverage, they let the speaker speak, and the talking heads are not over talking the speakers. And I'd like to see that because I get my own impression. So I don't know what PBS is nationwide, but I'd encourage all the listeners to tune in to PBS.
Yeah, they've been doing a pretty good job, although they had David Brooks on, and last night David Brooks said that, this looked like North Korea, where everybody was saying, hail the great leader.
Oh, and I got my caging letter.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah,
no.
VoterParticipationCenter.org.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm on the south side of Chicago, so
yeah.
I got that.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck, Brad. And let your elected officials know about it. Call your member of Congress and let them know about it. Thanks a lot, Red. 57 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program right here on Air America Radio.
This is Tom Hartman.
This is Veronique Raskin. I'm the president and founder of the Organic Wine Company. What happened when you, Thomas, gave us a plug, the phone started ringing. The first person said, whatever it is that you're selling, I want to buy it. And for the next few hours, the phone rang nonstop. The people who listen to your program are what they call in the business my target audience, people who are conscious and responsible and try to do the right thing and try to think for themselves. I would encourage anyone to advertise on the Thomas Hartmann Show absolutely without question, whether that be on the national level or the local level, and you will absolutely get results. The way you can learn more about our imported organically grown wines from France is by calling us. The phone number is 1-888-ECO-WINE, or you can visit our site at www.ecowine.com.
The Olympics proved that to win, you need the best team.
The U.S. men's basketball team crushed
Australia's
gold.
Stephanie Rice won gold, run for a fourth consecutive gold medal.
Well, here in Arizona, we need the best team, too. Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman. George Kennedy and Newman are the solar team for our Corporation Commission. George Kennedy and Newman share one goal: make Arizona a national leader in clean energy and end our dependency on foreign oil. For 16 years, the Republicans have controlled our Corporation Commission, and our utility costs have gone up and up, while clean energy ideas haven't seen the light of day. Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman are the three votes we need to take over the Commission and make Arizona a leader in creating clean energy jobs. Vote George, Kennedy, and Newman, the solar team. If we elect George, Kennedy, and Newman, we don't just win an election. We win a better future for Arizona's children. Before by Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Democratic delegates are starting to mark their ballots as they prepare to officially nominate Barack Obama for president. Obama's name will be put into nomination later today. The AP's John Belmont reports Hillary Clinton's name will also be placed in nomination.
It will be, but you'll have to be watching early to see it. The roll call vote for the Democratic presidential nomination is set to get underway at 6 this evening Eastern Time. That'll be 4 o'clock in Denver. Before that, Clinton will have one nominating and two seconding speeches, and Obama will get a total of 4.
Obama is due to arrive in Denver this afternoon. Former President Clinton is set to deliver a primetime address at the convention, along with vice presidential nominee Joe Biden. Political analyst Larry Sabato says he thinks what's missing so far at this convention is a strong attack against the Republicans.
Sometimes I wonder if the Democrats understand the nature of politics. It's a tough business. They seem to hold back. They don't want to attack. I think they'll be surprised at the virulence of the attack that they're going to experience from the Republicans in their convention next week in Minnesota.
John McCain is out with a new TV ad. In it, he contends that Obama has shown he is dangerously unprepared for the White House by describing Iran as a tiny nation that didn't pose a serious threat. Gustav has hit Haiti and the Dominican Republic hard. The AP's Jonathan Katz is in Port-au-Prince.
We're seeing a lot of people going into their homes, taking out bicycles and boxes and their few possessions, because with the drizzle and the rain continuing, it looks like these floodwaters are going to continue to rise.
And there are concerns that once this storm moves out of the Caribbean, it could pose a big threat to the U.S. Gulf Coast.
We're dealing with a hurricane, potentially major hurricane, in the South Central Gulf at the beginning of the Labor Day weekend.
Forecaster Hugh Cobb says he and others are keeping a close eye on the track of this storm. Oil prices are up because of the storm, now at trading at about $117 a barrel. This is AP Radio News. Airports around the country are back to normal after yesterday's problems with a system for filing flight plans. This man in Chicago says he wasn't really too worried about the flights today.
I figured it'd be all over with within a couple of hours, basically. I wasn't worried.
The Northeast was hardest hit by the delays, with about 650 flights affected. A U.S. military ship loaded with humanitarian aid has arrived at a port in Georgia. That comes a day after the Russian president recognized the independence of two breakaway Georgian provinces. Well, you probably played Monopoly as a kid, but may not have known that this many people would be playing. The makers of the game are trying to set a world record today for the most people ever to play. This is a spokeswoman for Hasbro.
In cities around the world at this exact time, there are thousands of people playing Monopoly, from London to Frankfurt to Las Vegas here in the U.S. and here in Atlantic City on the boardwalk where Monopoly all started.
Since the game was first introduced in 1935, more than 250 million copies have been sold. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Office Depot. Shop OfficeDepot.com for free next business day delivery on their local delivery areas on office supply orders of $50 or more. Restriction and fuel charges may apply. See OfficeDepot.com for details.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
Time we stop, children, watch that sound.
Independent media for a truth-starved world. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Let me tell you, after a busy day chasing our four-year-old daughter around the house and producing 3 hours of Take No Prisoners talk radio each night, I'm usually too exhausted at the end of the day to even think about my skin or what I can do to protect it, but now that I'm 40, excuse me, I realize that time is marching on and it's leaving little footprints all over my face. So I tried this great new product called Night Skin, and it actually worked. Night Skin was developed by cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it's more than a simple moisturizer. Night Skin has collagen enhancers, retinol, vitamin C, and glycolic acid, so it's like getting an overnight facial. Mike also appreciates my softer, smoother skin. I may even try it on him one night. Maybe we could try it on each other. Anyway, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 or click on the Night Skin banner ad at MikeMalloy.com. Call 1-800-573-0477. You'll be glad you did.
If you're like most Americans, you want to pay your bills and pay them on time. Unfortunately, gas prices are rising. The cost of living seems to be escalating by the day, and you can only stretch a dollar so far. It's no wonder so many of us are falling behind. If you find yourself having sleepless nights, feeling the added stress from worry caused by medical bills, credit cards, and other debt, you're not alone, and we can help. Call Clean Slate Debt Settlement at 888-752-8390. That's 888-SLATE-90, or visit our website, www.yourcleanslate.com. Most people accepted credit offers when times were good and now find their rates rising. Making minimum payments are getting them nowhere. Don't feel trapped. You don't have to be. If you're serious about eliminating your debt and getting back on track, you need a clean slate. Call Clean Slate today, 888-752-8390, or learn more at yourcleanslate.com.
Stephanie Miller.
And he says you gotta make $5 million before you're rich. He still didn't give a number, by the way, yesterday. He said, I define rich in other ways besides income. Some people are wealthy and rich in their lives and their children and their ability to educate them. Others are poor if they're billionaires.
He didn't say
Some
that.
Some people living in cardboard boxes live a very rich life. Mm-hmm.
Some people, for instance, married much poorer beer heiresses than I did, and I feel for those people.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Now, live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado, this is the Tom Hartman Program.
And greetings, welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour, Tom Hartman here with you. Breaking news, this is from the wire services. Former President Bill Clinton's speech at the DNC on Wednesday night. Tonight will be broadcast on a five-second delay, similar to that used to screen callers on talk radio programs, party officials confirmed today. Loretta Sanchez is getting this horrified look on her face. The five-second delay customarily used to censor callers who might use profanity or other unacceptable speech on a radio show has never before been used in the broadcast of a speech by a former president. But convention planners, nervous that Mr. Clinton might depart from his prepared remarks in an unacceptable way, said they were using the delay just in case. Chairman Howard Dean said, "We hope and expect that Bill Clinton will give a stirring and perfectly acceptable speech. However, if we see his face turning red and his forehead starting to throb, we'll be there to pull a plug." No, it's not actually the news. I'm sorry. It's Andy Borowitz, Borowitz Alert, BorowitzReport.com. I just, you know, we share these things with our listeners. Loretta Sanchez is with us. You and your sister, Linda, are both members of Congress.
Absolutely.
Welcome.
It's true.
By the way, welcome
She's
to the show.
She's come to play in my sandbox.
There you go. And you are representing California's
47th. That would be like Anaheim, California, the happiest place on earth.
And Garden Grove and Santa Ana and Fullerton
and Orange County.
I think
great bastion of Democrats.
We're live on K-Talk in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, so wonderful.
Throwing a signal down into that area. And you have a new book out with a foreword by Nancy Pelosi. It's actually hitting the stands this week, Dream in Color, How the Sanchez Sisters Are Making History in Congress.
That's correct.
And you're calling out the lechers in Congress?
Well, my sister seems to think that there are people who are a little grabby in the Congress. I mean, I guess, you know, I've been there a dozen years now, and maybe I'm getting a little older, so there aren't so many outstretched arms, but definitely there are a few of those guys in there who
there are some gropers
aren't very
in the...
good,
oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
So she's definitely mentioned it as one of the drawbacks of being in the Congress.
Huh. Who would as a member of Congress,
as
you get
member
other
of
members
Congress.
Of Congress, yeah, the female know. Members of Congress
yeah,
get literally
yeah,
groped?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. some days.
Amazing.
You know, I mean, I'm used to slapping them around a lot.
Good.
They know better.
How is it here?
Train out every morning.
There you go. How is it here? How's the convention going for you?
The convention is good. It's way too much work, I got to tell you. I mean, I am getting up at 5 o'clock in order to be here in the morning to do interviews and things on TV and radio, and then it goes on for a while, and of course there's all this Secret Service and all this. You can't get in. You can't go here and show your pass and do that. And then we get out of here and we go and we do, you know, the panels and speaking engagements to the different caucuses and then lunches. There's like 3 or 4 lunches you got to attend and shake hands and take pictures and stuff. And then you come back in to do some more press and you got to be on the floor. You got to be casting votes tonight. You got to go get your seat. You got to figure out where you're going to be tonight in the
Holy
arena.
Cow.
You got to, you know, then afterwards at 9 or 10 or 11 o'clock, as the case was last night, you got to do follow-up interviews. Was Hillary really good? Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you go back. You want to change your clothes at the hotel room about midnight or so to go and party. But it's like, hello, I can't go and party and be up at 5 in the morning again. It just doesn't work for me.
Right.
So all my young staffers take all my party tickets, and they go play.
Well, that's good. I mean, there's some benefit
to that. Can you imagine that?
By the way, the folks in our chat, we run a live chat room while we're on the air. They want to know if the gropers are by and large Republican or if this is bipartisan in Congress.
It's bipartisan.
Okay. Welcome to the wonderful world of testosterone and human nature, I guess. What can we say? I apologize on behalf of my gender,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, you should.
Yeah, you're right. So, Loretta Sanchez, Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, what, you know, there's unanimity, I mean, right across the board, other than Dick Morris, of course, who is going to try and turn anything into anything, but that Hillary Clinton didn't just give the speech last. She knocked it. Well, I think Matthews said she knocked that out of the park across the road into the, you know.
Hello.
Yeah.
She wowed.
Yeah.
There is no other word for it. I was in the box with President Clinton, and I have got to tell you, I felt little tears coming out of my eyes when she talked about that woman with cancer with the bald head with the Hillary paint on it. My heart just broke open. I saw the president be very wistful, you know, very almost to the point of brought to tears. And, you know, she did a great job. First and foremost, for anyone out there who doubts, if you would have cut her out off 2 minutes into her speech, what you would have heard in those 2 minutes was, hey, we are united, and we are united behind Barack Obama.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts. No one can say she didn't come out and do her job. And you know what? She is a professional. She is gracious. She is competent. She has feel to her. I mean, you could really feel the story she talked about last night. That was an amazing, amazing night in the arena.
Absolutely. I realize you're in the House and not the Senate, but would you join my campaign to have her become the next Senate Majority Leader? I think she'd do a great job. Actually, you don't have to say whether you join it or not. That could be political, because I know you don't want to disagree.
Hey, look, I have backed her all the way for president. You know that. I think she's just amazing.
I do, too. And
you know, people don't remember that when we were in our darkest years, after 1992 with the Wonder Kid, oh yeah, the agent of change, President Clinton came in and he couldn't get things done, and Democrats lost the House and the Senate in 1994. It was Hillary who went out on the campaign trail and brought in the money and went for the candidates to start to build back, to bring back the majorities in our House. So I can't say a bad thing about her.
Yeah, and this is, here we are now in the second Bush recession.
Oh,
I mean,
this
has
been awful. Gosh, guys, vote and vote Democrat up and down that ticket. We have had enough of these guys. You all out there do not even understand how bad our situation is. I'm so disgusted by these people.
Absolutely. And in fact, the vote and election day is just the beginning. We have to get active and stay active.
Absolutely.
Right on through. Loretta Sanchez, the book Dream in Color, How the Sanchez Sisters Are Making History in Congress.
It comes out Saturday. You can buy it at Amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. Bye, bye, bye. We love you.
Thanks, Loretta. It's great to have you with us. It is 13 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. We'll be right back with Terry Jeffrey.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy, weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear. Indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
For far too long, our government has failed American workers. Bad trade deals like NAFTA and CAFTA, trade deals with Vietnam, Peru, and China have all sent millions of jobs overseas, created enormous trade deficits, and left a wake of devastation across our great nation. The Teamsters Union is fighting for America's workers. It's time to scrap these bad trade deals and start over. It's time to create good jobs in America. It's time for a change in Washington. Visit Teamster.org to learn more about Teamsters for Change.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. You know, they say memories are priceless, but right now they're 15% off at The Art of Framing. That gorgeous photo you took on vacation, the print you bought from your favorite artist, that's right, any frame, any mat, any size, 15% off. The Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist who turns your memories into treasures. I know, I've seen her work. Stop by The Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback and receive 15% off your framing. That's The Art of Framing on Central and Camelback.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
The Olympics proved that to win, you need the best team.
The U.S. men's basketball team crushed
Australia's Stephanie Rice won gold.
Run for a fourth consecutive gold medal.
Well, here in Arizona, we need the best team, too. Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman. George Kennedy and Newman are the solar team for our Corporation Commission. George Kennedy and Newman share one goal. Make Arizona a national leader in clean energy and end our dependency on foreign oil. For 16 years, the Republicans have controlled our Corporation Commission, and our utility costs have gone up and up, while clean energy ideas haven't seen the light of day. Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman are the three votes we need to take over the Commission and make Arizona a leader in creating clean energy jobs. Vote George, Kennedy, and Newman, the solar team. If we elect George, Kennedy, and Newman, we don't just win an election. We win a better future for Arizona's children. Paid for by Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
Jeff Arias here. You know, it's so hot, the farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice just to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs. Why, the other day I saw two fire hydrants fighting over a dog. Well, if you need cooling off, call Parker & Sons. As a winner of the BBB Torch Award for Ethics, Parker's the only company I use. If your AC is acting up or you have a plumbing problem, well, call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR for cool service and hot prices. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Well, maybe it just became 18 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Fair and unbalanced? Yeah. Fair but slightly unbalanced. Terry Jeffrey, the editor-in-chief at CNS News, is on the line with us. Terry, I'd like you to play a dual role here today. First of all, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom.
You are far more well-versed in the perspective of the conservative blogs and right-wing websites and you know, the buzz on Fox and all that kind of thing than I am. I've frankly not had the time to pay attention to any of it. And so I'm curious what the buzz is out of this convention from the people who are definitely going to be voting for McCain or for whom McCain is even too liberal. And also I'm curious about your own personal opinion of what's going on here.
Well, the buzz I've heard pretty much coincides with my own opinion. I'm just looking right now at the new Gallup tracking poll for today, which shows Obama coming back up over McCain 44%. The same poll yesterday, Tom, had McCain 46-44 over Obama. Second thing put out by the Gallup poll today says conservative Democrats are moving away from Obama. There's about 27% of self-identified conservative Democrats say they're not supporting Obama. That's a bigger chunk than he had a few weeks ago.
But does that mean, by not supporting, does that mean that they won't vote for him? That they won't vote for John McCain, or they're going to stay home?
They're supporting McCain, actually. So
they're not Democrats.
These are self-identified conservative Democrats. They ask Democrats and Republicans whether they're liberal, moderate, or conservative. And
sure.
27% of self-identified conservative Democrats are supporting McCain, here's how that plays into my thinking on this. And just, I think, you know, James Carville said Monday night that the Democrats had wasted Monday night of their convention. I think he's right. I think last night wasn't as much of a waste because Hillary Clinton lined up behind Obama. I think she gave a good speech. I don't think it was as good.
And she lit into McCain.
A little bit. You know, she said McCain's her. I'm surprised the Democrats haven't gone harder negative on McCain, made more of the case against McCain, particularly with their set, you know, people like Governor Warner, for example. Why isn't he, you know, tarring McCain? That ought to be his job at this convention. I don't think they made a strong enough case against McCain. I think they did squander the first night. They didn't get as much last night as they should have got. It's getting late in this convention.
In a way, it's an echo of 2004, because Kerry's people had actually put out the message, no trashing Bush at the convention. We're going to make this entirely upbeat, which was insane.
Well, right. I mean, I don't think they should go after the guy personally. I don't think the Republicans should go after Obama.
No, I'm not even talking about personal attacks. They wouldn't, you know, basically, right. They didn't even allow policy attacks 4 years
right.
ago.
Right. Well, that's right, Tom. I mean, I think the whole Democratic convention so far, it's light on policy. It's light on the big issues that would motivate primary Democratic core voters. Where's the Iraq War? The Iraq War is not an issue at this convention. And even the economy is only a light issue at this convention. I'm very much surprised that the Democrats aren't taking a harder look at the Bush administration and McCain and making the negative case against the Republicans. I'm saying that as a conservative.
I have a strong feeling, Terry, that tonight Bill Clinton is going to just kick John McCain up one side and down the other.
Well, I think he needs to, quite frankly, if the Democrats want to get what they need out of this convention.
I agree. And one of the interesting observations that many of my listeners have shared with me, and that I, when I first was watching, I thought, geez, am I, hallucinating or biased or something? You know, Fox is providing the pool coverage for this thing. And the night that Michelle, Monday night when Michelle was talking, most of the cutaway shots were people who looked like they were bored, people who were talking to the person next to them, particularly if they were white, and an awful lot of African Americans, which is, you know, reasonable and appropriate at a certain threshold, particularly because this is a historic moment. I mean, here's an African American first lady. But I think that the subtext, the subtle subtext, that particularly the white viewer in the Midwest who tends towards, I don't want to say racism, but, you know, just the other, you know, is that this convention was mostly either African Americans or white people who didn't care what she had to say. Did you get any sense of that watching that? And has there been any discussion at all? I mean, there is some discussion about this over on the, you know, in various left wing blogs, on the right.
Well, first of all, I did not notice that, and I did think last night during Senator Clinton's speech that the cutaways were very positive for Senator Clinton. A lot of them were to her husband, and, you know, he knew, obviously, he was on camera. When she started talking about kids, they were focusing on kids in the audience. I wasn't looking for that in Michelle Obama's speech, and I don't know. I will say this. I will say certainly there are in this country racists who would never vote for Barack Obama because he's black. But I don't think that's going to prevent Senator Obama from being elected president. I believe he has a good chance of being elected president. It's not as good a chance as I thought a couple of months ago. I think this is going to be a very close race. I don't think it's going to be decided on race. It's going to be decided on substantive issues.
Yeah, I broadly agree with you on all those issues, except for the Harold Ford ads. I mean, we saw this before, except for the fact that Roger Ailes made his first chops in politics in 1968, playing the race card for Richard Nixon, organizing his little town halls. That this has been, you know, part of the woof and weave of Roger Ailes' entire, you know, the arc of his career, and certainly a lot of people in the Republican Party ever since the Southern Strategy came in. So you know, I'm sure you're getting these emails that I'm getting from God only knows who, but they're ubiquitous. I mean, they're just everywhere.
No, actually, Tom, let me be very specific and look at it very analytically. I think there's, in a way that people, you know, they can double check what I'm saying by looking at the exit polls themselves, looking at these Gallup polls. The swing vote in this election is not a racist vote. The swing vote, everybody knows what it is. Barack Obama knows what it is. It is more traditional, more conservative Democrats in northern swing states.
Yeah, more or less. But here's, you know, Terry, if I may.
They are not racist, Tom.
No, I, you know, by and large, I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you that race is probably not going to be the thing that turns this election. Although, as I said, they were saying that in Tennessee before Harold, what was it, Corker, the guy who ran against Harold Ford, Jr.
Right.
Before he ran that ad about Harold Ford was at the Playboy Club raising money, and then they showed this cute white woman going, "Hey, Harold, give me a call," and you know that turned the people who maybe weren't thinking about being racist, it brought out the racist vote. You have to acknowledge that.
But
he was way ahead until that.
But look, in this election, why did Obama pick Joe Biden? Now, I think it was a bad choice myself, politically. Joe Biden's an affable guy. He's got a lot of experience. But there's two reasons, I think. One is because of his foreign policy credentials. The other thing is because Joe Biden is a Catholic. And in fact,
I don't think it was either one of those reasons. I've met Joe Biden. Joe Biden is absolutely friggin' brilliant. He was one of the smartest men I've ever met in my entire life, and he knows foreign policy inside and out. He's the perfect complement to Barack Obama. I don't think it's, I mean, you're Catholic. I mean, maybe you're sensitized to it. I don't know, but I think that's a bonus.
Well, when he introduced Joe Biden, Barack Obama called him a committed Catholic.
Sure.
Clearly, it was in his calculation. I think clearly he's seen this exit polls where those Catholics in those states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, they were going heavily for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And those people are not racist, and they're not going to decide whether to vote for Barack Obama or not.
And having a Catholic there doesn't hurt. Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. Terry, we have less than a minute left.
Sure.
What about the concept, and I think it was John Podesta who shared this with us yesterday, or maybe it was Bob Borisov, that, you know, the swing voters... you know, they're dumb. I mean, they tend to swing on things that aren't, you know, that you and I would say, this is the trivial stuff. Let's get out the unlikely voters, the people who typically just don't even vote.
Right.
On both sides. I think both sides need to mobilize. Let's get more people involved in American democracy.
Well, I thought that was why Obama was going to win, because he's developed tremendous enthusiasm among new voters that he can get out to vote. If he wins, that will be why. He's got to have get out to vote, Trump, the fact that more conservative Democrats are probably going to go with McCain in November.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's rare we agree, but rare we do. Terry Jeffrey, editor-in-chief, CNSNews.com. Terry, thanks for dropping by.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
Good talking with you. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the DNC in Denver, Colorado. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, those allergens are headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. When you're Claritin Clear, you can make the most of your time outdoors. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants.
I'm Peter Coyote, host of Odyssey TV, the first web-based television station promoting and recruiting aid for organizations working tirelessly to save our planet's wildlife and habitat. We're looking for a few visionary corporations to sponsor this unique network. If your corporation might like to become a part of this important effort, check us out at odysseytv.com. That's odysseytv.com, or call toll-free 1-866-WILDLIFE.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Day three. I'm Ed Donahue. The nominating process is underway at the Democratic Convention.
Obama will be formally nominated by Democratic delegates in a roll call vote that begins at 6 this evening Eastern Time. But first, both he and Hillary Clinton will have their names placed in nomination.
John Belmont, Barack Obama is expected to arrive in Denver later today. Meantime, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in Denver.
My job is to explain to the American people why John McCain would be so much more effective a leader than Barack Obama, who has no experience.
Tape from CBS. Tropical storm Gustav has stalled over Haiti.
Rains are still falling, so rather than being in the wake, we're kind of still in it.
Jonathan Katz, at least 11 deaths in the Caribbean are being blamed on the storm. Its track has it moving toward the Gulf. It could also re-strengthen into a hurricane. Oil prices are higher as workers start to evacuate offshore rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. New satellite measurements show crucial sea ice in the Arctic has melted to its second lowest level on record. The Dow is up 130 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
August is National Vision and Learning Month, and the Arizona Optometric Association wants to remind you about the importance of having your child or grandchild's vision checked. A child's vision problem can go unnoticed for years because children rarely report symptoms. They just think everyone sees the same way as they do. The Arizona Optometric Association recommends the following checkups for every child. Before age 1, check for normal eye structure development, lazy eye, crossed eyes, and other focusing problems. At age 3, test eye movement skills and ensure the eyes are working as a team. At age 5, test for readiness of vision skills for school and solve any vision problems. Then every 2 years,
sending even the brightest child to school with vision problems can lead to learning difficulties, frustration, and poor performance.
Brought to you by the Arizona Optometric Association, where vision is elementary. To schedule an exam for your child or grandchild, call 602-279-0055. That's 602-279-0055. Or log on to azoa.org. That's azoa.org.
Action point. What story has Barack Obama told that could possibly catch the public attention? What story? That he's got a slightly amended plan for dealing with the energy crisis? Ooh, that got my attention. No, that's why Paris Hilton is all over the news. That's why John Edwards is all over the news, because the story's not sticking. What story is the Obama campaign telling about John McCain that should make voters worry about him? Nothing. Silence. I hear crickets chirping in the background.
Tune into Action Point with Cynthia Black. Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Copper Star Coffee announces Coffee Talk every Monday evening this summer. Copper Star Coffee is the spot every Monday for politicos and writers alike. Enjoy a chai tea, a cup of icy cold Java, or a hot mug of Joe in the heart of downtown. Grab your notebooks and laptops to discuss your writing or share your favorite blogs with our free Wi-Fi. Copper Star is located on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Every Monday evening this summer, come in for Coffee Talk with Copper Star Coffee.
The Mike Malloy Show.
It is time that the oil industry be taken away from these massive, irresponsible, profit-insane, price-gouging, environment-destroying sons of bitches who own the companies and turn it over to a responsible government.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program.
Chickens in the... Ghost chickens in the sky.
Uh-oh. It's our pigeon alert. An alert listener let us know about this. Thank you for listener Josh. Headline, pigeons in custody for smuggling drugs to Bosnian prisoners. Bosnian police have impounded a pigeon after discovering prisoners used it to smuggle drugs into one of the country's highest security jails. Let's see, if it's a highest security jail, there's probably, like, some really high-level folks in there. And, of course, the pigeons, the people, the robots from the planet Xenu, the people from the planet Xenu would want their robots to spy on them, right? Agence France-Presse says the guards suspected the animal might be involved in drug smuggling once they noticed four prisoners visibly intoxicated shortly after the pigeon landed in a prison window. All 4 men tested positive for heroin. They got a pigeon bringing them heroin. Tell me these things are not robots. You never see baby pigeons. You never see dead pigeons. And wherever there's important people, there's pigeons, right? So, anyway, maybe not. 866-303-2270, your telephone number. Kyle in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Kyle, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Just great.
There was something that you were mentioning in the show the other day that I wanted to bring up. Well, actually, you know, from your previous guest that you just had on, he mentioned that that he thought that Obama needed to target the, you know, quote-unquote conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
It's always this idea that politics is two-dimensional and that they need to move more to the center. My personal opinion is the biggest lie of this election is that it's close. Because
yeah,
if you look at the numbers... for the primaries, just looking at the voter results, like how many people turned out and how many people signed up, the Democrats are winning this by a landslide.
Yeah.
I mean, they had literally had, if you look at the primaries in states where the Democrats would have 100,000 people show up, the Republicans would have tens of thousands. You know, yeah, it was just the numbers by themselves show that there's a landslide for the Democrats right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And I think that it's possible that it is close, too. And in part, that was that the Democratic primaries produced a lot of passion. The Republican primary produced almost no passion.
Right.
And so, I mean, you had Republicans who were unhappy with their choices, and so they weren't showing up. I think that was a big factor. But they're gonna, you know, they're good soldiers. The Republicans are good soldiers. They're gonna fall into line.
Well, you know, what's interesting though is that, and maybe it's just me here in Michigan, but I've been, you know, actively campaigning for Barack Obama and for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've noticed is that I keep talking to Republicans who say that they're either not going to vote this year or they're going to vote for the Libertarian.
Yeah.
And it literally seems like, you know, there's all this excitement for Barack Obama's campaign, even among the people, the Hillary supporters. Like you said, I have yet to find a single Hillary supporter who says they're not going to vote.
Yeah.
Or that they won't vote for Barack. Yet John McCain's campaign literally has all the excitement behind it of mandatory overtime.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see it play out, Kyle. I have a hard time on the one hand thinking that these pollsters, particularly since there's so many competing polling companies, and I don't know John Zogby as a friend or anything, but I do know the guy, and he has a lot of integrity, and his vote and his polling company I think has a lot of integrity. So I have a hard time believing that the polls are just like, you know, made up out of nothing. But on the other hand, what we saw after the election in 2004 was, you know, the exit polls clearly showed that John Kerry won, not just in Ohio, but in several other states where the electronic voting machines said that he lost. And what the polling companies did after the election was over was they recalibrated their polls. And I wonder if they're recalibrating their polls right now, saying, okay, you know, because clearly they're not picking up, for example, the people, the large percentage of people under 30 who don't have a landline, they have a cell phone, therefore
well,
they
under
have
40.
Phone number. Yeah.
Actually, I'll tell you this, Tom. I work for Verizon, and I don't know of many people under 40 who have landlines anymore. In fact, the smallest division in the phone company now is the landline division.
Right, and that's because where all the polling is going on. So they're waiting for that, and it may be that their waiting factor is just, you know, off weird, wrong off the scale. That's the only thing I can come up with that is a not conspiracy theory explanation, if that makes any sense. Whoops, something just happened here. We just lost our listener. And apparently Brett in Illinois is now on the line. Hey, Brett.
Hi, Tom. Since you're there in Denver, I just wanted to see if you can make a couple things happen for me.
Okay.
What we really need right now is a John Kerry Band-Aid. You know how that...
Oh, yeah. When they did the Band-Aid with the Purple Heart on it at the Republican convention, that was such a slam. I mean, such a below-the-belt hit. You're suggesting something similar to that should be done here?
I have two suggestions.
Okay.
The first one is to have people jingle their house keys, you know, during some of the speeches.
That's actually, you know, that's not below the belt. I mean, because the Kerry thing with the Purple Heart, that was based on a lie.
Yeah, that was below the belt.
This is based on the truth.
And then the second thing would be to, I don't know, maybe give out packages of Kleenex with the package printed on there saying John McCain's economic policy, you know, stop whining.
Yeah, interesting. That would take some planning, and that's not possible. But let me talk to some folks about the key jingling, Brett. Thanks a lot for sharing that. I think it's a great idea. And I'm sorry we dropped you off here. I'm just getting used to this computer. Jimmy in British Columbia. Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Good.
Hey, I just got a comment here. I'm out in British Columbia. My brother's in Virginia. And yesterday around 5 o'clock Eastern time, he called me and said that there was some guys that got caught getting ready to try to assassinate Obama.
Yeah, it turns out it wasn't
and,
the case.
And at the actual getting ready, I guess, for him to appear, whether it's at the DNC or in the stadium there.
No, it's been blown all out of proportion by the media. And again, one of these things that, you know, they apparently they caught some guys with some guns who just happened to be guys with guns. I mean, this is Colorado. It was a non-event. But the media just loves this kind of stuff, and the Republicans just love this kind of stuff because it plays into the fear that so many people have because Barack Obama is this melding of Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy, who were both assassinated. And I think it's a god awful horrific thing to even discuss and bring up. And that's why the Republicans want to bring it up, because I think that they think people will be afraid and not go to the polls or whatever. I don't know.
Well, the only problem that I have with that is that my brother said that they actually he caught a clip of an interview with one of the guys. And basically, he fessed up to, we were getting ready to do it, and you people wouldn't understand why and whatnot. And it just seemed really weird to me that he sold on the local news there, and it took me 2 hours of watching CNN for them to say something about it, and then it took another hour and a half for them to show it, and then they chalked it up to, it's just some meth heads talking out of their heads.
Yeah.
But yet it's funny that they're all talking the same thing, and that somebody, apparently some woman that knew them, called the police.
They may be saying,
if you knew anything about it.
What I'm hearing here on the floor, and what I heard from the news folks that I talked with this morning, is that it was a non-story, and that, they were probably saying what they were asked. I mean, very often, you ask a leading question, you'll get a leading answer. But, Jim, we all need to keep an eye on this, but I'll tell you, the security here is mind-boggling, and it will be throughout the campaign, and it will be throughout Barack Obama's presidency, I'm sure. And it's tragedy that we live in a country where for some reason over the last, 50-100 years, it's always the progressive Democrats who get assassinated. But it ain't going to happen this time, and we just have to hold that.
Yeah, I really hope not. And I just wanted to touch on one more thing. It seems like a lot of the Hillary supporters are kind of whining, man. And, it's sort of like, let's get the party together.
They're not, Jimmy. The whining that you're hearing is the probably a fraction of 1% that the media are able to dig out of the woodwork and put in front of a camera because it makes a good media story. I've talked to a whole bunch. Anyway, we had, Loretta Sanchez on just a few minutes ago. I mean, we've had a number of Hillary's, and I've talked to a whole bunch of Hillary delegates, and they're all, she lost, Barack won, we're behind him, we're Democrats, we're going to make it happen. But, Jimmy, thanks a lot for the call. Paul in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Just great. What's up?
Good. I was saying, was watching the other night, flipping around, I guess, like everybody else seems to have been doing, and unfortunately landed on O'Reilly's show, and he had a pollster on, and they were doing these different commercials, and they came on the one that the Republicans have put out about Resco, and how the people that watched that, all of a sudden, when you had personal corruption, or so to speak, their integrity went all the way down, and they weren't going to vote for him. I guess my question is, why is nobody picking up on the Keating 5 situation with McCain, and why is not that coming out if you want to talk about personal corruption?
If I was advising the Obama campaign in a Machiavellian way, if I was advising them how to use that as an attack against John McCain, because the Republicans in particular are vulnerable to character attacks because they vote more on character than they do on issues or on their perception of character, I would tell them to wait on that until October. Roll that thing out in October, in the middle of October, the last 3 weeks before the election. That's when you drop your biggest bombs. And McCain has a very, very, very dirty closet with regard to the Keating 5. And if the Democrats aren't mentioning it now, I hope it's because they intend to mention it in October, not because they're just incompetent.
Do you think they will?
I sure suspect they will, Paul. And if they don't, there's a whole bunch of us out here who will be. It's going to happen. Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270. Our telephone number, TomHartman.com. Our live chat room, AirAmerica.com. If you can check out Tom Vision, there's actually a button up at the top of TomHartman.com. I'll take you right to it. And we're live here from the DNC.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
An outdoor cat lives an average of 4 years, an indoor cat, 14 or more. All of our cats are indoor cats. We don't want Higgins getting hurt or being carried away by the Willamette River, and we don't want him depleting the local bird population, or for that matter, the local human population, which might be his inclination. You feel like your cat is missing out by being an indoor cat? Wish you could make it up to her? Purina ONE Indoor Advantage Hairball and Healthy Weight Formula is formulated to address the special needs of indoor cats. It has a natural fiber blend that helps minimize hairballs while promoting healthy digestion. It's high in protein to help maintain lean muscle mass while promoting healthy weight. I switched Higgins to Purina ONE 2 years ago, and we see the difference in a shinier coat and more energy. Indoor, outdoor, every cat can benefit from the Purina ONE 30-Day Challenge. It comes with a real difference guarantee. If you're not satisfied, Purina ONE will give you a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food. If you've never called before, now is a great time. Get your 30-day challenge kit and information on the Real Difference Guarantee by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW. Call today.
Arizona families are hurting. Food and gas prices keep going up while home values and paychecks are going down. The politicians talk a lot, spend our tax money on committees and studies, but nothing seems to get done. I'm Kara Kelty, and while we can't fix everything, we can fix some things, beginning with ending our dependence on foreign oil by creating our own clean, affordable energy, including solar and wind power. That creates new jobs while protecting our environment, and it's why I'm asking for your vote to the Arizona Corporation Commission.
The Arizona Republic says Kara Kelty stands out for her breadth and depth of knowledge about energy. She would get off to a fast start in the job. As a former Flagstaff Council member, she knows how to match policy to community interests. Vote early today for Kara Kelty or at the polls on September 2nd. Paid for by Kara Kelty for Corporation Commission, online at karakelty.com.
The sagging economy has left millions of Americans unable to make their mortgage payments. Imagine if there was a way to reduce your mortgage payment or sell your home for less than you own it with a lender's approval. John and Diane Bauer, hosts of the Save Your Home show on Saturdays at 3 p.m., have the answers on just how this can be done. That's the Save Your Home show on Saturdays at 3 p.m. on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Zach White, co-founder of 76 Mortgage, and I'd like to talk to you about the current real estate market in Phoenix. Right now, short sales and foreclosures are at an all-time high in Arizona. This has created a small window of opportunity for every type of home buyer. In some cases, properties are selling below 60% of their market value. Real estate investors and speculators have already started buying these properties at a rapid pace. We at 76 Mortgage have a goal: help our clients take full advantage of the current Arizona real estate market. We have hand-selected real estate agents who are experts at getting our clients the best possible deal in today's market. 76 Mortgage still offers the best rates and lowest fees, and we are still offering no money out-of-pocket financing to qualified borrowers. Mortgage rates are still low, and it's a buyer's market. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Baby, do you understand me now?
Oh, I think the Republicans are starting to understand. It's going to be Barack Obama, and it's going to be a great election. We are all, shall we say, very concerned about the where the polls are going and everything. I mean, we've got to blow this thing out. We have sitting with us right now is Dr. Susan Rice. She is the senior foreign policy advisor. Let me get this: the foreign policy advisor to Senator Barack Obama. She's also on leave from the Brookings Institute, where she's a senior fellow in foreign policy. The former assistant secretary of state for African Affairs during the Bill Clinton presidency. You were the foreign policy advisor for the Kerry Edwards campaign. Welcome, Dr. Rice.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Great to have you with us. Tell me if I'm being totally paranoid here.
Yes.
I am, in all probability. The Los Angeles Times this morning, headline: Why was Cheney's guy in Georgia the day before the war? What was the top national security aide to Vice President Dick Cheney doing in Georgia shortly before Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili's troops engaged in what had become a disastrous fight? 3 weeks before the war, Saakashvili was in Yalta with Karl Rove. 3 weeks before the invasion. John McCain had his talking points about the invasion the day after it happened. And Barack Obama was on vacation in Hawaii. And then on top of this, John McCain's senior foreign policy advisor, Randy Shuneman, received $800,000 from Saakashvili. You know, I mean, he's writing the checks on behalf of Georgia, $800,000 to lobby for this country. Am I a conspiracy nut?
I don't know what conspiracy you're weaving, and I don't want to presume to guess.
Okay,
it.
All right.
Where are you going with that?
My concern is that the McCain campaign, in collaboration with Cheney's office, is using foreign policy as a campaign tool. And I would say that given what happened in 2002 with Iraq, this wouldn't be the first time they've done it.
Well, let's just say that it does raise questions when your chief foreign policy advisor, in this case Randy Shuneman, until just a couple months ago was a paid lobbyist for foreign governments. That creates at least a context in which people may scratch their heads. In this specific case, however, of Georgia and Russia, whatever the backstory may prove to be, if any, I think the important point is the fact that we have been, for over 5 years, singularly focused on one country in the world, and that is Iraq. The Bush-McCain policy has led us to a place where we have been unable or unwilling to recognize that there are many other serious challenges out there in the world that we have either dealt with sporadically or not at all. So, you know, we abandoned to a substantial extent the fight against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and what's happened? Taliban and Al-Qaeda resurgent. Osama bin Laden remains on the loose, and we are more threatened by Al-Qaeda terrorism than we were several years ago. Russia has gone from a country led by somebody who President Bush looked into his soul and saw a soulmate,
right,
to some very aggressive and illegal action in the region. And the United States was engaged in a, to use a technical term, a herky-jerky kind of foreign policy.
Yeah.
Where on the one hand, you know, we had a soulmate. On the other hand, you know, Dick Cheney was talking about the evil empire returning. And all the while, we were fraying our relationships with our European partners. John McCain called France and Germany, quote, adversaries in the run-up to the Iraq war.
Right.
And so when you think of your allies as adversaries, you're not in a position to come together in common cause to confront aggression, which we now face with Russia.
This
is a failed foreign policy, failed judgments that we need to get rid of. We cannot afford four more years of these failed Bush-McCain foreign policies that have left us
absolutely
isolated and less safe and bogged down in a war that
you're singing to the choir. You're singing to the choir, absolutely. And in fact, these guys over the last 8 years have elevated foreign policy and competence to an art form. I mean, it's incredible.
It's not limited to foreign policy. Just
you're absolutely
recall
right.
Katrina and
yeah,
the other.
Yeah, and economic policy in general. We're talking with Dr. Susan Rice, foreign policy advisor to Senator Barack Obama. At this moment, as we speak, Dr. Rice, Cindy McCain is on a plane flying to Georgia. What is the Obama policy with regard to what happened with first the opening salvo, the bombing of Svengali, and then the invasion of the Russians, and now the, you know, the whole thing? I have a feeling this is going to become a big
issue. Barack Obama saw this coming,
okay,
and on April 21st, he issued a statement. And he said this many times subsequently, that this is a very precarious situation with respect to South Ossetia and Abkhazia, Russia and Georgia. And that the proper approach, which he called for back then, was for the United States and our partners in Europe to be actively engaged in a diplomatic effort to try to defuse this conflict before it blew up. He also called for the replacement of these so-called Russian peacekeepers, who were anything but peacekeepers, with a truly neutral international monitoring presence. And, you know, the Bush administration, John McCain, were focused on Iraq and other things and didn't give this the attention that it deserved. So Barack Obama has demonstrated not only foresight and the correct judgment on these issues, but he's been very clear in the way forward. We need to condemn this Russian aggression and make it clear that there will be consequences, and indeed dropping the Russian stock market is indicative of the fact that there will be consequences. But secondly, that we need to stand with Georgia in its reconstruction. He's committed with Joe Biden to $1 billion in reconstruction assistance. To my knowledge, John McCain hasn't said anything specific about what he would do if he were president.
Maybe Cindy's going to go over and write a check for $100 million.
Well, there you go.
She
or give him one of their houses.
That's right.
How about that?
Or two of them. I mean, or three. I don't know. But it's we have just 30 seconds left before we have to wrap this up at the top of the hour, and the clock is going to... The biggest foreign policy issues that you see on the horizon.
Well, Tom, unfortunately, because of the failed Bush-McCain policies of the last 8 years, there are many. We've got to get out of Iraq responsibly. We've got to turn our attention urgently to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan and Pakistan. We've got to continue to play a constructive role in trying to broker peace in the Middle East and tackle energy security and climate change, which is a crucial challenge of our generation.
And these are all...
Among others.
Among others. Dr. Susan Rice, thank you so much for the great work you're doing and for your insights.
This is Tom Hartman.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Beth here again, and I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley's Two Men in a Truck Moving Service. Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind? Two Men in a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers? The following are five reasons to use Two Men in a Truck for your next move. 1. No need to worry. Two Men in a Truck has full liability coverage. 2. We offer flat hourly rates. 3. Your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved. 4. We guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will. 5. We will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States. Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless. Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit. Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Democrats are getting ready to officially nominate Barack Obama for president. A roll call vote is scheduled for just a few hours from now when the names of both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton will be placed in nomination. At some point during the vote, there will be a motion to nominate Obama by acclamation. Later this evening, Vice Presidential nominee Joe Biden will wrap up the day's events by addressing the convention, but former President Bill Clinton will also have a primetime speech.
While Hillary Rodham Clinton made clear last night that she wholeheartedly supports her former rival,
Barack Obama is my candidate, and he must be our president.
The former president is said to be having a tougher time moving in that direction. He campaigned hard for his wife and had sharp words for Obama. He's kept a low profile since arriving here for the convention, so his speech tonight will be closely listened to see if he strikes a harmonious tone and joins his wife in backing Obama. Jerry Boudlander at the Democratic Convention, Denver.
Meanwhile, John McCain's campaign is out with a new ad that's critical of Obama's foreign policy experience. In it, Obama is described as being dangerously unprepared for the White House and uses as example the Democrats' description of Iran earlier this year as a tiny nation that didn't pose a serious threat. Later this week, the city of New Orleans will mark the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. This survivor told WVUE-TV that she made it through, but times were tough.
It was horrible. No food, people drowning, no water, no one to come and rescue us. It was just devastating.
There are concerns another major storm may be headed toward the Gulf Coast, Tropical Storm Gustav.
If the storm interacts more with Cuba, we could be looking at a weaker storm. But if the storm stays well south of Cuba, then we could be looking at potentially even a stronger storm than what we're forecasting.
Oil prices are trading higher because of that storm, now at $117 a barrel. This is AP Radio News. Sharp criticism for the Russians today. The British Foreign Secretary is accusing Moscow of trying to redraw the map in the Caucasus. Meanwhile, a humanitarian aid shipment has arrived at a Georgian port. This is the head of USAID.
The U.S. government's support in this situation is $21.1 million.
The U.S. and other Western countries have also given substantial military aid to Georgia. Most flights around the country are back to normal today after a software malfunction delayed hundreds of flights yesterday. Hardest hit was the northeast part of the country. Scientists say it's a global warming tipping point in the Arctic. Sea ice in the Arctic Ocean has melted to its second lowest level since satellite observations began. There are concerns there could be even more melting. A 21-year-old woman in North Carolina is now recovering after surviving for 5 days in a North Carolina ravine. She was trapped there in her pickup truck. The wreckage was hidden by trees and vines at the bottom of the ravine off a highway. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Looking for an escape from the gridlock? Try Vegas, where it's always crazy shows, crazy clubs, crazy restaurants, and crazy good times. Visit LasVegas.com.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Olympics proved that to win, you need the best team.
The U.S. men's basketball team crushed
Australia's Stephanie Rice won gold.
Run for a fourth consecutive gold medal.
Well, here in Arizona, we need the best team, too. Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman. George Kennedy and Newman are the solar team for our Corporation Commission. George Kennedy and Newman share one goal. Make Arizona a national leader in clean energy and end our dependency on foreign oil. For 16 years, the Republicans have controlled our Corporation Commission, and our utility costs have gone up and up, while clean energy ideas haven't seen the light of day. Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman are the three votes we need to take over the Commission and make Arizona a leader in creating clean energy jobs. Vote George, Kennedy, and Newman, the solar team. If we elect George, Kennedy, and Newman, we don't just win an election. We win a better future for Arizona's children. By Sam George, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Kathy Malloy. Let me tell you, after a busy day chasing our 4-year-old daughter around the house and producing 3 hours of Take No Prisoners talk radio each night, I'm usually too exhausted at the end of the day to even think about my skin or what I can do to protect it. But now that I'm 40, excuse me, I realize that time is marching on and it's leaving little footprints all over my face. So I tried this great new product called Night Skin, and it actually worked. Night Skin was developed by cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it's more than a simple moisturizer. Night Skin has collagen enhancers, retinol, vitamin C, and glycolic acid, so it's like getting an overnight facial. Mike also appreciates my softer, smoother skin. I may even try it on him one night. Maybe we could try it on each other. Anyway, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 or click on the Night Skin banner ad at MikeMalloy.com. Call 1-800-573-0477. You'll be glad you did.
It's all out there.
Here, the future.
Yours for the taking.
Be a part of the future.
All you have to do is work for it.
Help us create the future.
The vision we all share. The one that's so close.
The future.
And so possible. Make it happen right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Hear the future
right here.
The official radio station of the future. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartland Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now, live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado, this is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from the DNC in Denver. And Elijah Cummings is with me, the congressman representing the 7th District of Maryland. You were born and raised in Baltimore. You were the first speaker pro tem, is that the phrase?
Of the House, yeah.
First African-American speaker pro tem. And seven terms?
Seven terms.
As I recall. And,
yes.
And it's a pleasure and an honor to have you here with us,
sir. It's my pleasure.
And you have been involved in the Barack Obama campaign virtually from the beginning.
That's right. As a matter of fact, actually, before it actually started, Barack called me on these in January when he was driving from the game where the Bears had qualified for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And called me and said, Elijah, I want you to run my campaign in Maryland. I said, campaign for what? He said, campaign for the presidency. I said, presidency of what? He said, of the United States of America.
And you were being serious.
Yeah, I was serious. And I said, one question, can you win?
Yeah.
And he said, I will win. I said, sign me up.
I have a friend, an African-American down in Los Angeles, who came on our program, in fact, and early on, and said that he was going to support Edwards early on, simply because his entire life he had confronted so much racism in America. He did not believe that it was possible that Obama could even win the nomination, much less the presidency. I think that, you know, for many African Americans, this has been and for white Americans. I mean, you and I were talking before. I said I think this is a watershed moment. This is a turning point in the history of this country.
No doubt about it. I'm often asked the question of, for example, why did not the Congressional Black Caucus? And keep in mind, Barack Obama is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Why did less than half of them originally support him? And I think it's for the very reasons you just said. The experience of some older folks is that they have one experience of race.
Yeah.
A younger generation, and who, you know, Barack appeals to greatly, have a whole another experience of race.
Right.
And they don't see race an older generation. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white.
Yeah. No,
so I never dreamed. And I'm in politics every day. I've been in politics since 1982. I never dreamed in my lifetime that I would see someone of color get to this point, nor did I dream that I would see a woman do what Hillary Clinton did.
Yeah.
And so I think what it says is this is a watershed moment, but it also, no matter what happens, we can clearly say that our country has come a long way. And I think the game or profession or whatever you may call it, of politics, shall forever be changed.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. This is one of those times. You're the son of sharecroppers,
former sharecroppers.
You got halfway there. I mean, here you.
That's right. I mean, when I think of my own life, when I was a little boy, my mom and dad were from Manning, South Carolina, and they moved to Baltimore in 1944, and then we would go back to visit my grandmother, and I shall never forget at around about the age of 7 or 6. My grandmother, as soon as we got to town, she would sit us down and she would say, look, if a white person is walking anywhere near you, you put your head down. Don't ever, ever look at a white woman, ever.
Yeah.
And this
was the Emmett Till days.
The Emmett Till days, that's right. And so for me, in my lifetime, in 57, to have experienced that and to have experienced situations in Baltimore, where as a child in the 1950s, we literally would go to one or two stores downtown and African-American people would line up. I mean, I'm talking about 300-400 people to get in a store. And I said, Mommy, look at all these other stores. Why are we just going to this store, that store? And she would say, they won't serve us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and now to see Barack Obama at this juncture is major.
Yeah, you and I are the same age, and I think that, I grew up in Lansing, Michigan, and I remember a few white-only or, you know, colored entrance, those kind of things, and the water fountain and the public pool, and by and large, they were mostly desegregated by the time I was 10 or 12 years old, but it was there.
Yeah.
It was there, and we all grew up with it, and I think our children and grandchildren's generation, you know, they have no, they didn't grow up through that.
That's right.
They don't
that's
have a sense of it. And what a good thing it is.
That's right.
Thank God.
That's right.
Okay. What does Barack Obama have to do to win the presidency?
What he's going to have to do, first of all, let's go back to what you were just talking about. I do believe that there's something called the Bradley effect. And that is that no matter what your poll numbers may read when there is a person of color in a race, that people are not going to always tell the truth.
Have you seen this in your own races?
I've seen this, yes, over and over. We saw it in North Carolina when Jesse Helms was running against Harvey Gantt. We've seen it in other places. So, first of all, I believe he goes in, and he knows this, really wanting to have at least a 10-point lead. In other words, going into to on Election Day. And I think that he may lose 5 to 6 percentage points because of people won't tell the truth. There are some people that are simply not going to vote for a person of color. But thank God there are a whole lot of people who will.
Yeah.
And so what he's got to do, though, is he's got to make people feel comfortable with him. I heard a lot of commentators say the other day when Michelle Obama made her presentation, she said, why did you do that? She didn't state any policy objectives. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. Well, she needed to introduce who she is and who her family is and who Barack is again to the American people.
Well, and what she needed to say to white America, to that probably majority of white America who have never had close friendship contact with black America, is my life was just like your life.
That's right.
I grew up the same way you did.
That's right.
I love my family. My mother loved me. My father loved me. My brothers, sisters, just break down all this nonsense about their separate worlds, their separate cultures. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And that's what she did brilliantly, by the way.
You know, it's amazing as you're saying that I feel emotion welling up in me because I think so often white people think that that black people don't go to church or we don't struggle and that we, you know, I look at my own life. My mother and father, I was in special education. And my mother and father, my mother came up to Baltimore having been a sharecropper in South Carolina, and she was a domestic. My father was a laborer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they worked hard, I mean, very hard. And my father had a saying. He said, if you miss one day of school, one day, that meant you died the night before.
Yeah.
So I never missed one day of school. My point is that a lot of the same things that all of America goes through every day.
Yeah.
African
These are our shared experiences. But our media has not portrayed them as shared experiences.
No, they have not.
And
so what happens, I mean, but this is the key. The reason why it was so important for Michelle Obama to do what she did is so that she would let America know that I understand what you go through every day.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to worry about your children when you're at work, to make the PTA meetings, to do all of those kinds of things. And I also know what it is like to be around a father who may have difficulties or may have disabilities.
Yeah.
That when she said the thing about her father with two canes and suffering from multiple sclerosis, to walk with two canes to her mother to give her a kiss,
yeah.
I'm telling you, in the section that I was in, listening to that speech, there was not a dry eye.
Yeah.
It was a
beautiful speech.
And but what I'm saying is that she had to do that. Now, yes, what does Barack have to do? I think what he has to do is make people realize that he's not the boogeyman, and that he is prepared to lead. And I think a lot of people, there's another piece that a lot of people don't, they subconsciously want it from Barack, but they don't necessarily know it. I think what Barack and Michelle present is that family that America is striving to be every day.
Yeah.
You know, there's been so much attacks on the family from every single direction. When I'm telling you, a lot of people don't realize it. I get email from a lot of women's groups, and they send a picture of Barack and Michelle hugging and whatever, and they say, this is what we want for ourselves and for our nation.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We just have a minute here left. We're talking with Congressman Elijah Cummings from the 7th District of Maryland. This election is probably one of the most important in our lifetimes.
Right.
You want to riff just...
No doubt about it.
I think because when
Barack Obama says we need to turn the page.
Yeah.
He's talking about reordering the power bases in our country. Right now, money talks loudly. He's trying, by only accepting certain types of contributions. He's saying, look, we're not going to do it the same way. And he's talking about a changing world where people have more power. You rarely hear him say I. He usually says we,
yeah.
Talking about we join together. And so I think we're going to see a big difference. And I think America will be pleased with his leadership.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, from your lips to God's ears, let us hope that we're going to work for it.
Yeah, you got to work.
We're going to make this man
president. No doubt about it.
And the day after he's elected president, that's actually when the work begins.
That's right. That's
because
exactly
then we've
right.
got to support an agenda that makes these things happen.
That's exactly right.
Congressman Cummings, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Dropping by.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Great to see you. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, I think GoToMyPC is the best remote access service out there. Now, if you haven't tried it, I'll explain how it works. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer in the world. All you need is an internet connection. You sign up for a free trial with the promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. You download the software in 2 minutes. You'll log on to gotomypc.com with your username and secure password. You click the connect button and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. You work on your office PC just as if you were in your office. I use GoToMyPC every single day. I swear by it. It's great. And you can try it free today. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use promo code RHODES, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code R-H-O-D-E-S.
Cancer. It's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office, we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded 2 solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs, and we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth, natureworksbest.com.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. One of the things I really love about 1480 KPHX is how they do the vast majority of their business with locally owned companies. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. That's the way radio is supposed to work. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com. Thank you.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480kphx.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here live at the DNC. This is very... First of all, just bring you up to date on what's going on. Monday night, AT&T threw a big party for the... Well, they... It's referred to in the media here as the Blue Dog Democrats. I think it went a little beyond that. Steny Hoyer was there. And there's a great story about this over at commondreams.org. A number of reporters, or a number of us tried to get in, you know, people who were bloggers and writers and actual real press tried to get in. And they were told, sorry, there's a closed event, no press. Nothing but lobbyists and the Democrats who helped pass the telecommunications immunity for AT&T bill and AT&T running the party. And then, now change topic, we'll segue to another, on MSNBC... These pundits, Scarborough and Chuck Todd and Andrea Mitchell are sitting around talking with David Gregory about Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, and whether he's getting married not because he likes girls, but because in order to become a running mate with a Republican, you have to be a guy who likes girls. And Alex, if you can pot up the audio here out of my computer, this is an interesting little conversation. It's not coming through loud enough. Oh, it's not coming through at all. Huh. You got to pan straight up? Okay, we'll figure it out. I will have to share. I'll share it with you a little later on. So, bottom line is Scarborough, the question comes up, and Scarborough says, did he actually get married? I thought he was engaged. Is he engaged or did he get married? And then Chuck Todd says, after Friday, the engagement might be off if he's not the running mate, right? I don't know. And then they all laughed, and then Andrea Mitchell goes, that is so mean. And Joe Scarborough goes, wow, Yeah, it's tough to be a Florida Republican. It's tough. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Margaret in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Margaret, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Good show. Thank you. I was listening to the fellow who talked about the keys jingling, and I feel like it would get lost in the din of that enormous amount of people in that convention center. And it just popped into my head. It's like, well, what about a placard, maybe even purple, but... Actually, I think red, white, and blue would be better, that literally just said, no fear zone.
Yeah.
Fear zone.
That's
felt that for 8 years when it all started coming down on us. I had this feeling I would love to have a bumper sticker that just said, no fear zone. I'm not going to buy into the fear. And I don't believe that at this point, 7.5 years later, that at least 70% of us no longer buy into this fear. This is not our way of life, and this is not how we're going to proceed, because the fear is just insecurity, it's manipulation and everything else. So I don't know, I just love to see that. And the other thought that happened was, maybe, the fire marshals might have an issue with this, but what if it just everybody lit a candle? Remember 9/11 and the ceremonies that night for the World Trade, night after night of candles in New York, in London, in Katrina.
That's a little kumbaya, Margaret. I think it would be a wonderful thing. But the point that was made by the caller earlier, as I recall, it was a caller, might have been one of our guests, with which I strongly agree, is that the Democrats need to start hitting McCain hard. And,
yeah.
And you know, lighting a candle is not hitting McCain hard. Jingling house keys, if it was organized, and this is the problem. The Republican Party is so organized that they'll go out and they'll get Band-Aids with Purple Hearts printed on them. They'll get them into the convention. They'll distribute them to everybody. They'll have everybody raise their hand at the same time with the same Band-Aid in the same place. You couldn't do that with the Democratic Party because it's like trying to herd cats.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's, and that's the extraordinary and wonderful thing about the Democratic Party, but that's the Democratic Party. But Margaret, thank you for the, for your thoughts. We've got to take a break here in just a minute. Kim in San Francisco. We got 60 seconds. Kim, what's up?
Okay, I'm going to be brief. I'm cynical. I'm a good Democrat. I have worked phone banks. I've run phone banks. I've done more GOTV work than anybody I know. Mm-hmm. However, at some point, I became cynical about the entire process, and I backed off. So I'm not looking to fall in love. And, Tom, when you worry about the poll ratings, I think sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. Your endomorphins are sky high right now.
Yeah.
There's some of us that are cynical. There are some of us that are ignorant. And we're not looking to fall in love. What we want is somebody that's going to do what we want them to do. I have problems with certain parts of the Democratic plank. But when you look at the difference between the Republican and the Democratic Party, you have to say the closest thing. If you've ever called yourself a Democrat, you have to say the closest thing that I can come to what I want him to do is to vote Democrat.
Yeah. Kim, if you've ever called yourself an American, that's what you have to do. Because I would assert that the Republican Party, you know, let's bankrupt our children, literally, so that we can have tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. Let's have wars in foreign, lie ourselves into wars in foreign places. These are not even American values. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate the call. 27 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you on Air America Radio.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the DNC in Denver, Colorado.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Watching Gustav, I'm Ed Donahue. Planning's already started for possible evacuations in New Orleans.
When it's time to move, I'll just pack up and move and get out to safety.
Gustav is a tropical storm now as it moves through Haiti and toward Cuba, but forecasters say Gustav could enter the Gulf of Mexico and strengthen to a Category 3 hurricane. This is roll call day at the Democratic Convention. Barack Obama will become the party's presidential nominee. Michelle Obama says her family and running mate Joe Biden's family have a lot in common.
We share so many of the same basic values, putting our family first, putting our community next, and service.
Joe Biden and former President Clinton will speak tonight in Denver. The FAA says most flights around the country are back to normal after yesterday's software malfunction that delayed hundreds of flights. The Dead Sea Scrolls are going digital.
Scientists are using NASA photography to image the scrolls. The idea is to put them on the Internet. The project will take about 5 years.
Mark Levy, the Dow is up 100 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
Open your 1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The official radio station of the future. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Has right-wing babble just about driven you over the edge? You are not alone. Come detox with us at democracyinteractive.com. Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. DemocracyInteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
If you're like most Americans, you want to pay your bills and pay them on time. Unfortunately, gas prices are rising. The cost of living seems to be escalating by the day, and you can only stretch a dollar so far. It's no wonder so many of us are falling behind. If you find yourself having sleepless nights, feeling the added stress from worry caused by medical bills, credit cards, and other debt, you're not alone, and we can help. Call Clean Slate Debt Settlement at 888-752-8390. That's 888-SLATE-90, or visit our website, www.yourcleanslate.com. Most people accepted credit offers when times were good and now find their rates rising. Making minimum payments are getting them nowhere. Don't feel trapped. You don't have to be. If you're serious about eliminating your debt and getting back on track, you need a clean slate. Call Clean Slate today, 888-752-8390, or learn more at yourcleanslate.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. You've heard that a picture's worth a thousand words, and it's true. That gorgeous photo you took on vacation, that portrait of the family, the print you bought from your favorite artist, they shouldn't sit in a corner. Hang them up and give guests to your home or business something to talk about. The Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist who turns your memories into treasures. I know. I've seen her work. Stop by the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today and receive 15% off your entire purchase.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
I told her with a little luck, she could be the only woman ever to serve as both the First Lady and Miss Buffalo Chip.
Oh, nice. It's just like you imagine a strip club in South Dakota being. It really is. A trollop with too much makeup being harassed by a creepy old guy. That's what it is. What is she supposed to do now? Host diplomatic receptions and give lap dances? I mean, come on.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Wanna shout out, shout out.
Four minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you live from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado. And sitting across from me, Ned Lamont, one of my heroes. He's the chairman of Lamont Digital Systems, candidate for the Senate from Connecticut. Lost in a tight race against
Lieberman.
His website, nedlamont.com. Ned, welcome.
Hey, Tom, it's great to be back. It's great to be back with Air America.
Yeah.
Because, you know, early on in our campaign, we were having a hard time finding oxygen anywhere. Air America really airs out the grassroots. It was just invaluable to helping us get our campaign going.
Thank you. And I think all of America is mourning the fact that Joe Lieberman is in the Senate. I mean, I'm curious, you know, I want to talk to you about the convention and everything that's going on here, you know, as well. It's a topic du jour. But How are the citizens of Connecticut treating you these days? I mean, do you get a lot of people walking up to you in supermarkets going, I'm so sorry I voted for Joe. I had no, you know, those kind of things. I mean,
I get every time Senator Lieberman gives another speech where he attacks Obama and attacks the Democrats and impugns people's patriotism,
right.
I get one of two different types of emails. Lamont, you son of a gun, you liberated this guy. Look what you've created.
Uh-huh.
Or Lamont, you were right. You've exposed this guy. Now we know who he really is.
Right. Which is true.
Oh, I got in that race 2.5 years ago. I'm not surprised by anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in our race, during the primary, Joe ran as the real Democrat and accused me of being a false Democrat. During the general election, he said, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm independent and above politics. And here we are 2 years later, and he's John McCain's top attack dog.
Yeah.
Going after Obama, going after Democrats, impugning their patriotism, saying they'd rather lose a war if it jeopardized their election. It's
right.
Just outrageous.
Yeah, it's beyond outrageous. I mean, it's, well, I guess outrageous is a good enough word. Your thoughts on this convention so far? One of the concerns that I've heard echoed by a number, in particular a number of the people who are either delegates or just kind of the, you know, I heard, you know, a fellow this morning, he said, I'm just one of the little people. You know, he was just one of the folks who was showing up here. It's a phrase that makes me cringe. But that the so far, I mean, we're 2 days into this thing, and there's really only been a couple of light slaps on the face to John McCain. And this is, I mean, politically speaking, for this thing to work, he needs to be taken down. I mean, you know, I have to be very careful of my metaphors here. We're talking about presidential candidates, but politically, this guy needs to be knocked out of the race.
Look, I'm sympathetic. That first day was sort of all Biog and introducing the Obamas, and this is they have the family
and
values
important.
And the American.
It was very important.
That it, and we got that established. You
no
know,
more kumbaya, you know.
Now let's go at it. I agree with you. Yeah. I think it's really time for us to show in no uncertain terms we're going to do that tonight. Why, when you talk about national security, you talk about being ready for commander-in-chief. Look what McCain and Lieberman and Bush have done to this country. Look, you know, people are talking about the surge is working. My God, the week after McCain and Lieberman wrote that piece, the surge is working, you know, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad from Iran was welcomed as a conquering hero in the downtown Baghdad.
Right, and he didn't even have to walk with a flak jacket. You know, I mean,
no.
he's like
flowers. Flowers were being strewn on the most dangerous road between the airport and downtown Baghdad. Does he go to the Emerald City? Does he go to the Green Zone? No. The head of Iran stays in one of Saddam Hussein's palaces. We have just enabled one of the most dangerous men in the Middle East, and this is all on Bush's watch. It's been 100% endorsed by McCain and Lieberman. You know, my God, I think it's time for the Democrats to hold these people accountable, and I hope they start tonight, because I'm ready.
Yeah. I have a feeling Bill Clinton's speech tonight is going to be a take-no-prisoners speech. He certainly has the ability to do it, and I think right now he has the inclination.
Let it
very,
rip.
Very strongly. Absolutely. We're talking with Ned Lamont, who unsuccessfully ran against Joe Lieberman in the... you all know the story. And
beat him in the primary.
Again?
Just
got
to finish the job.
It's another 4 years, right, before it's been...
Senator Lieberman's seat is not up for 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, in the meantime, I've been really active in the state. We put together
a
strategic plan for the state of Connecticut. I've been going around campaigning on behalf of some of our Senate candidates.
Good.
Just to make sure no one senator's in the catbird seat this coming November.
Right.
I'm on a couple of boards that I really care about in the environmental and education areas. So I'm keeping my eyes open. Maybe do something with President Obama if I got the opportunity.
That's great. That's great. Would you be interested in taking a couple of calls with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
You get some of our listeners involved and see what they're thinking about and what their concerns are. Prez in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Prez, you're on the air with me and Ned Lamont.
Who?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tom. And hi, Ned. I sympathize with your plight, and it was pretty weaselly what Lieberman did. I wanted to say, mainly I want to talk about McCain. There's two things about him. I have a campaign slogan when I'm done here. I'll be real as quick as I can. But McCain's POW thing, he keeps putting it out there. It's time for us to go directly at it, a la Rove. And from my understanding, there is evidence that North Vietnamese guy in charge of the prisoners said twice that McCain was not tortured. McCain recently hugged the guy in public on some conference, and also he said that McCain was never tortured twice. He said this. And also, McCain was offered a chance to go home in March of 68, and he refused to go. and he made 32 propaganda films. We need to hit that and hit it really, really hard.
Prez, it's a tough one, and what's tough about that, and thanks for the call, what's tough about that is that, A, we don't know. You know, and B, I mean, you know, he was a veteran. And I just, you know, my personal take on it is I know that there's a website out there called VietnamVeteransAgainstJohnMcCain.com. And, or maybe it's .org. I'm pretty sure it's .com. And they've got a bunch of video. They've got, you know, people who were in prison with him. I mean, who are attacking him, who are really going after him. But I just don't think that that's what the Democratic Party should be doing.
I think I'm with Tom on that. Look, we've got enough material on John McCain on the issues. He was dead wrong in Iraq. It's $1 trillion later. Tens of thousands of dead and wounded. He's dead wrong in Iran. Bomb Iran. He was wrong on Georgia. He wants to kick Russia out of the G8. Let's hit him where we know we've got the facts on our side.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And let me add, if some 527 wants to come along and swiftboat John McCain, I'm not going to stop him. But, you know, I just don't think that the convention is even the place to, you know, to go there. Is it Tehran in Seattle?
Yes, how are you? Good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Tehran.
Hi, good. This isn't really related to the conversation you guys are having, but I'm just a bit of a criticism about your show. I was really surprised you had Elijah Cummings on there. He's the first black person you've had on the show this summer.
Thank you very much, Tehran. I'm taking guests as, you know, the folks here on Radio Row are booking our guests, and we're not doing, you know, gee, how many black people can we get on, or how many white people we can get on. We're getting the guesses there. Actually, Dr. Rice, who preceded him, is also African-American. In fact, we've had a couple of African-Americans on. I guess you need to be watching Tom Vision, you know. It's what can I say? Phil in Tempe. Hey, Phil. You know, not everybody talks the same. Phil, you're on the air with
Tom
and Ned Lamont.
Yeah, Tom, Mr. Lamont, welcome. You've been talking about the feed.
The pool coverage is the video feed that everybody's seen is coming from Fox News.
Yeah, well, the feed that you get is from Fox is just of the podium. The breakaways are from all the other networks, so
they are.
That and one other thing, Karl Rove, when he was over in Georgia, he was also with Bob Schrum.
Yep.
You're really getting a reputation as an unhinged conspiracy kook with all this stuff.
Okay, thanks a lot, Phil. Yeah. Karen in Miami, Florida. Hey Karen, what's up?
Thank you.
You're on the air.
All right. Tom?
Yes.
Hi, this is Karen. I'm in Miami. I think that some of your guests today have had a point, especially your black representative from, I can't recall his name now. I was actually in my pool when I heard him, from Maryland.
That was Elijah Cummings.
Yes, race is a huge issue in this campaign. In Miami particularly, I remember the Kerry campaign where I saw nothing but Kerry stickers everywhere I went. I mean, I was so surprised when he didn't win. Of course, I know why he didn't. But anyway, this time, the people that I know who have never voted Republican in their life are not voting for Obama because he's black. And that is an overriding, that doesn't matter about issues, it doesn't matter about anything you're going to say about McCain.
Yeah.
The people that I hear are not voting for him strictly for that issue, and also the emails that are bombarded every day, the fact that he's Muslim and he's this and that, and you write them back and you say this is totally not true, and you give them the facts, and you never hear anything back from them.
That's right.
I think it's a huge issue in this campaign.
Well, you don't hear back from them because, A, those emails may be coming from the machine, and, B, there's some people who are just like, you know, my mind is made up, don't confuse me with the facts. But thank you, Karen, for raising the topic. Ned, you want to riff on that?
Yeah, Barack Obama is a relatively new candidate to an awful lot of people around the country. You and I, we followed him in the primary. We know him. We know he's ready to be president of the United States.
By the way, so is John McCain is relatively new, actually, as well. I mean, the people of Arizona know his voting record, but that's
people are going to reserve judgment. They're going to get to know this man over the next 60 days. They're going to have three debates, that final debate in Hofstra University. People are going to look and say, Barack Obama is ready to be commander-in-chief and take this country in a new direction. And at that point, I think you're going to find an awful lot of people who had one hesitancy after another. For a few of them, it was race. They're going to come behind the Obama campaign.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win significantly because they want him to have a mandate to get something done.
Yeah, I agree. This is, I believe, the most significant, most important election of my lifetime. This country has gone so far off the rails. We have gone so far away from the democratic principles we were founded on.
Let's bring it back, and Barack Obama will bring it back.
There you go. Ned Lamont. NedLamont.com is website. And keep up the good work, sir. Good talking to you. 45 minutes past the hour. 866-303-2270. TomHartman.com. AirAmerica.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy, weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Don't you love progressive talk? I do. After listening to Randy or Malloy, I just want to cuddle up with someone special and talk about the day's events and what I've just heard. I signed up at DemocraticMatch.com, the Internet's progressive dating oasis. Unlike conventional dating sites, DemocraticMatch.com has all liberal membership. And I love the liberal chat rooms. There's even private chat for when the discussion gets heated. At Democratic Match, I never have to run into Mr. Right Wing. Just Mr. Right, which is less than I can say for the bar scene or the office. And Dems are so hot. DemocraticMatch.com gives me a huge photo gallery, and you should see my pics. I've already met so many intelligent, informed, progressive singles at Democratic Match to grab dinner with or meet up with just for rallies, man. And several even have soulmate potential. Go to DemocraticMatch.com today and tell your friends where to meet, date, and network with fellow life-loving liberals. Progressives only. Go to www.democraticmatch.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. In my book, Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class, I argue that getting involved locally is the key to progressive change. This year, Maricopa County voters have the opportunity to reject the politics of hate, division, and fiscal mismanagement. Elect a Democratic county attorney, sheriff, and board of supervisors. Your Democratic Party needs your vote and your commitment. Please contribute at MaricopaDemocrat.com. $25, $10, whatever it may be, from now till December, it'll make a big difference. Remember, MaricopaDemocrat.com. Contribute as a KPHX listener and let the party know that you vote with your ears. MaricopaDemocrat.com. Paid for by the Maricopa County Democratic Party, contributions or gifts to which are not tax deductible. This year, Maricopa County voters have the opportunity to reject the politics of hate, division, and fiscal mismanagement. Elect a Democratic county attorney, sheriff, and board of supervisors. Please contribute at MaricopaDemocrat.com. MaricopaDemocrat.com.
Got the time, honey?
5 to 9.
But it's the middle of the afternoon. Steve, wait, you've been acting strange since we called 5 to 9.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
Sweetie, 5 to 9 computer service was great. 5 to 9 came to us on our time to get our computer back online. They're like our own personal IT team. But you're driving me crazy with your 5 to 9 thing.
Oh, just one more time.
Fine.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9. Because 5 to 9 will help you get back online. They even do computer design.
With 5 to 9's on-time, valley-wide service and low-flat hourly rates, there's no reason not to call 5 to 9. 5 to 9 will get you back online in no time.
Call 5 to 9 for all your computer repair needs at 602-535-5699. That's 602-535-5699. Or log on to aztechsupport.net. That's aztechsupport.net. When you're offline, call 5 to 9 at 602-535-5699.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Remember, democracy starts with you.
your ears. The president kicked democracy out the door and you shipped it off to a foreign show, giving birth instead to a holy war. I don't know why those Iraqis got so sore. We only killed 100,000 no more. It's called collateral damage when you're waging a war.
Well, it looks like the police are rioting. I am, the folks in the chat room just sent me this link. I am watching this video here. Alex, we'll see if we can play the audio for it. It's mostly just crowd noise, but beep that. You're not hearing anything. That's good, because there was an obscenity in there, so I'm glad you didn't. Bottom line, we had the police were going through in their little golf cart thing, and there were protesters surrounding them, and they said, move away, and there was a woman standing nearby, and she said, I won't do it again, and she's backing up, and a cop walks up with a baton and just slams it into her chest, and she goes flying backwards. And it's not quite, you know, what we saw in Chicago in 1968, where people were being beaten bloody, but it's not good video for the Denver Police Department. It really isn't. Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. They're letting John McCain off the hook. You know, he was involved with Charles Keating in this Keating 5. All they have to do is Google.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the show. In my opinion, my hope, actually.
Millions of dollars to bail out that Lincoln Savings, an old scandal with John McCain was right in the middle of all of this. They said this guy is so filthy and dirty with taking money behind. He's like Richard Nixon.
Bob, spot on. So Neil Bush was in the middle of that as well, and I was always astounded that the Democrats didn't use that either. So we'll see. Ron in Elk Grove. Hey, Ron.
I think a lot of people are trying to play the race card, the Lester Maddox card. That's ancient history. I think a vast, vast majority of people do not have any qualm whatsoever of voting for the first Anglo-African candidate, or even if he was 100% African-American. In Iowa, recall the first part of the primaries, it was Anglo-Americans, when the African-Americans weren't yet on board, that carried Barack Obama through these early victories.
That's right.
And so forth, and New Hampshire was thrown. And the truth is, people view McCain as some kind of Freddy Krueger type character operating on less than a full deck, who if he managed to get in there would have his foot, finger on the button, you know, and with Lieberman, you know. Let me just make a final point. The name of the game for Democrats is address all the media mumbo-jumbo, the national polling crud and the phony polling, and it's a close race. Hillary didn't just said enough. You know, the Shyster effect.
Yeah.
They shystered it in 2004, and they rove shystered it in 2000 in myriad ways, caging, phony polling, and setting up. That's the name of the game to win it.
Yeah, I think the Democrats absolutely need to expose how corrupt John McCain is. I mean, this should go without saying. Earlier I said maybe they're not going to raise the Keating 5 now because they're going to raise it later. Frankly, they should raise it now. They should raise it next week. They should raise it next month. They should call him, John McSame and John Keating 5. And yeah, absolutely. Jimmy in South Carolina. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, I'm a traveling sales guy. I live in Atlanta, and I'm in South Carolina today. And I get exposed to the South all the time, and I get to talk to a lot of people. And, I'm a, liberal as I can be, progressive, and obviously I'm not surrounded by a lot of that, but I got to tell you something. I have rarely seen a less effective Democratic campaign. Well, actually, I've seen a lot of them over my life, but the Hillary Clinton last night and the barrage of speakers, I mean, the Democratic Party should be able to run Charles Manson's corpse against John McCain and George Bush's record and be 90% ahead in the polls. Because the Republicans have been an outright disaster for the United States, bankrupting pretty much. I mean, I was challenged, say, if you're a Republican, name one thing that George Bush has accomplished that he can hang his hat on, and don't say we haven't been attacked again. But I mean,
this is the great conundrum, Jimmy, is that on the one hand we've got, you know, you're right. The Democrats should be able to prop up Charlie Manson and say, you know, this is, and people would still say, yes, I'll take him over, you know, another 8 years.
Because he's killed less people, he's been responsible for fewer deaths than
George Bush. Absolutely. And yet we've got these polls, and the question is, why are the polls the way they are? This is one of the questions.
Because the Democrats will not proverbially grow a pair and attack the Republicans for their absolute corruption and incompetence.
You're absolutely right. At least as part of the problem, the corruption of the Republican Party and the corruption of John McCain in particular needs to be exposed big time. Patrick in Miami, we've got a minute here before the end of the show. Patrick, what's up?
Tom, just got a couple statements, man. The woman who called from Miami.
Yeah.
There's no signs for McCain either.
You don't see any McCain signs?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if there
it's a little early in the political season for there to be political signs out, you know?
Well, and if there are, I run them over. But getting to what the last guy said about the polls, too.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think anybody's been called by a traditional pollster. They're not targeting my generation. The guy who has two cell phones, whose wife has a cell phone, who doesn't answer the home phone.
Yeah.
So they can't tell me that McCain's caught up and he's ahead. My vote hasn't changed.
Yeah, it may well be that McCain is caught up and he's ahead among the folks who are watching, you know, the CBS Evening News with the Geritol commercials. I mean, it may well be. It may well be. And I just, if so, I would be astounded that pollsters are that dumb. Or it could be that, you know, they want it to be a close game so that there's more business for the pollsters, there's more money for the networks. I mean, who knows? Or so that it's close enough that they can steal it and say, yeah, we didn't steal it. It was close. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow here broadcasting live from the DNC. Tom Hartman with you. Don't forget, my friends, activism begins with you. Democracy begins with you. Tag, you're it. See you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin clear. Indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? For a look behind the headlines, read The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for The Forward, 800-892-3200. That's 800-892-3200.
Arizona families are hurting. Food and gas prices keep going up while home values and paychecks are going down. The politicians talk a lot, spend our tax money on committees and studies, but nothing seems to get done. I'm Kara Kelty. And while we can't fix everything, we can fix some things, beginning with ending our dependence on foreign oil by creating our own clean, affordable energy, including solar and wind power. That creates new jobs while protecting our environment. And it's why I'm asking for your vote to the Arizona Corporation Commission.
The Arizona Republic says Kara Kelty stands out for her breadth and depth of knowledge about energy. She would get off to a fast start in the job. As a former Flagstaff Council member, she knows how to match policy to community interests. Vote early today for Kara Kelty or at the polls on September 2nd. Paid for by Kara Kelty for Corporation Commission online. At KaraKelty.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. Democratic delegates are getting down to business later today. They'll be voting on the nomination of Barack Obama to be president. AP's John Belmont reports the process will include putting Hillary Clinton up for a vote as well.
Clinton will get one nominating and two seconding speeches, and Obama will be endorsed by a total of four. The actual roll call will continue until all the votes are cast or until Obama goes over the top. In that case, someone might cut it off early and move that they make it unanimous. And we're told that someone just might be Hillary Clinton.
And later today, former President Bill Clinton will be speaking to the convention. The focus of that speech is supposed to be national security. But political analyst Larry Sabato says there's also some fence mending that needs to be done by Clinton.
He has come under enormous criticism, even in the past few days, from delegates for the comments that he has been making and the leaks around him from his staffers, critical of Obama, and he's been pouting about the fact that he's been ignored and hasn't been called frequently enough. I encountered an awful lot of delegates who said enough already.
In anticipation of tonight's Democratic focus on national security, the McCain campaign is out with a new ad that claims Obama is, quote, dangerously unprepared for the White House. At least 22 people are known to be dead in the Caribbean as Tropical Storm Gustav makes its way toward the Gulf of Mexico. Forecaster Hugh Cobb says Gustav could strengthen into a strong hurricane.
All areas in the Gulf of Mexico, all around the entire Gulf, should certainly closely monitor the progress of Gustav. And this is more importantly so because we are entering the Labor Day weekend.
Its tentative track will take it across southern Cuba this week before it turns north. Forecasters say it could make landfall anywhere from the panhandle of Florida to the Texas coast. Some concerns about oil prices today, with oil up to $118 a barrel. This is AP Radio News. Conditions have improved so much in Iraq's Anbar province that U.S. forces will hand over control of that region to the Iraqis perhaps next week. No official announcement has been made.